FCUM Radio.
FC Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Oh, gentlemen, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Hello, good afternoon and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the beautifully well-crafted FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here at the home of Blyth Spartans, Croft Park, in the northeast, no less, for today's coverage of Blyth Spartans against FC United of Manchester in the National League North. Ooh, kickoff is coming up in 10 minutes time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy, all the tears, and all the love, and all the joy, and all the tears, and all the joy, and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk. There's always one forum, and you can text us on... He's not here. Oh, 0161 850 1878. This is FC Live. Hello. That's right, everyone. Rest assured, though, there will be a text number available for those people out there distressed at the news that Swampy is ill. I repeat, Swampy is ill. Therefore, don't panic. We are here, though. That's the most important thing, isn't it, Paul?
Yes.
Thank you, Paul. That's very reassuring.
He is not sick. He is merely ill.
He's ill, and he'll be back soon. Get well soon, Swampy. So you can text him on the usual number, and that usual number is 07596 104 122. Now, if that is right, that's amazing memory. That is amazing memory. Right. If not, you've just sent a text message to some randomer, but you can text us here, 0161 850 1878. How is that possible? Don't ring the number, just text the number, and by magic it'll work. But we're here for football, and it's probably time for a bit of team news. Paul, you need to join in. That was the highlight of my year so far, Paul, and it's only January. Anyway, so Blyth Spartans against FC United. Blyth Spartans have been without Dan McGuire now for a while, but Dan McGuire makes a substitutes bench, so that's something to look out for. He's been replaced by Greg Rutherford in recent weeks, signing from Berwick Rangers, and he got two goals against Gainsborough a couple of weeks ago in the league, one to look out for. And obviously that trio we saw at Broadhurst Park early in the season, Rivers, Hobson and Robbie Dale, all start this afternoon as well. So it's a very challenging lineup for the FC United defence, certainly. And speaking of the FC United defence, there's been a couple of changes since the last time you joined us at Broadhurst Park for that match against Southport. Danny Wisdom is back in the team, Paul.
Yes, Danny Wisdom is back, presumably playing left wing back, we think. And the 3-5-2 should fit him well, considering his issues about defensive work. But, it's a side that you pretty much expect to field today, I think.
Well, as you said, it's going to be 3-5-2. Joel Senior slotting in at right wing-back. Daniel Wisdom slotting in at left wing-back. A centre-half trio of Jordan Fagbola, Zach Corbett and Matty Hughes makes a return following his two-match suspension. In midfield, we've got Kieran Glynn. Scott Kay, captain this afternoon, he slots back into midfield after playing centre-back the last two occasions. And Steve Irwin. And up front, it's going to be Tom Greaves and Craig Linfield, Paul.
Yeah, and we've also got an interesting-looking bench. Mm-hmm. I think we've got cover from most departments on the bench today. We've got Sam Baird for the back four. We've got Mike Jones. And then we've got Conor McCarthy for the front positions. And we've got the interesting young talents of Terrell Palmer and Jamel Crawford on the bench. who offer us a lot of pace and purpose.
Now obviously when we saw Crawford came on in that match against Southport and made an immediate impact with forcing the goalkeeper to make a save from a header, he's got a lot of pace to him, but he is a winger, so it'll be interesting to see where he's going to play. But saying that, Walker's a winger, Logan's a winger, but you can make them magically play left wing back or right wing back, can't you, I suppose?
Yeah, in the Blythe team, I think they are going to miss Danny Maguire, who scored 115 goals for them, I think, over his career. But they have got Robbie Dale back in the side today as captain, and he's also a man that scored over 100 goals. He joined them back in 2005, so he's had a lengthy spell here at Blythe.
And what's the? We've not been back here since the last time we commentated together.
NPL.
Yes, the NPL days. What's our record here at Croft Park?
3 wins out of 3.
There we go, dear listener. And I didn't finish the sentence. What is our record to date, Paul, before kickoff?
Against Blythe in all competitions?
Yes.
It's 3 wins, 1 draw, 1 defeat. And the defeat was back in September at Broadhurst, 3-1.
And the draw was a 0-0. Yes. At Bower Fold.
Yes, you remember it well.
I only know that because we did an FC Live replay this week, and that's the only Blythe game I could find. Because the last time we were here, Jane commentated, and the computer crashed.
Yes.
Touch wood, that's not going to happen this time. But they, what, Jane being on the... I think so. Steve Wood will be joining us at half-time for Simon Walker to enjoy, and everyone else to enjoy. Now, hey! It's all right, I'm not turning you up. So it's going to be an interesting game, this one. The other thing, we spoke to Tom Greaves last night on the Friday night shindig, and we were talking about the travelling coming up here. The last time we were up this neck of the woods, obviously, was just before Christmas, that trip at Spennymoor. That was a fine afternoon, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, the sun was in our eyes from the kick-off, and it was a challenging day, we could say, and it was very cold.
It was very cold, and similarly, today, it is freezing, dear listener.
But the roof is very adequate, yeah. And the sun is not in our eyes.
But just to say, get well soon, Swampy, joking aside, and don't forget, you can get in touch with us at FCUM Radio on Twitter and the Solis One Forum, and you can text 0161 850 1878. It's going to be a decent turnout here this afternoon as well. Tom Stott's bus left soon after we left this morning, about 9 o'clock from Broadhurst Park, and they did well fitting them all on the team buses. There's a fair few in that shed over there.
Yes, and having been on the team bus this morning, I'd like to report that the healthy eating options were very much in force. There was no fast food being consumed on the journey whatsoever by the playing staff.
That's right. Just to say, when we did stop at the services, I did go to McDonald's, but I only bought a coffee, whereas my co-commentator this afternoon, well, let's just say he filled his boots. But well, you did have a good reason for it, because you don't get to sample any catering, do you?
No, I don't get match day catering.
There we go. And for those people wondering about the soft drink situation when it comes to the man of the match, we'll report back on Tuesday from that match against Kidderminster, when hopefully Swampy will return and he'll be bringing you good news about our future Man of the Match sponsor.
Just the mention of the pitch.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the pitch. The pitch this afternoon. What do you make of it, Paul?
Well, the pitch inspection was early this morning, and it's been past playable. We think it's going to be bobbly, and it could be difficult to play a lot of attractive football on it. And there looks like an icy patch in the corner. But the game is definitely going to go ahead, which is good news for us, because we didn't really fancy another midweek trip to Blythe.
No, and we should say as well that it's a clear blue skies here, so when it starts getting a bit darker in about an hour's time, the temperature's going to plummet. And it is a bobbly pitch, to say the least. And when I've watched Blythe on various YouTube videos on the way up here, they do like to play a lovely form of football, runners all over the place, along the deck. And it's going to be a challenge for them on this pitch, but they do it quite well.
Yeah. I mean, this is a great place to be. This is one of the great non-league grounds in the country. They're a passionate following here. They love their football, and they're very appreciative of FC as well, which is nice.
Absolutely. Hey, don't look at us like that. That was a beautiful piece of radio what you just delivered there. It was like
something out of FC Live.
Yeah, just not as we know it. Anyway, so let's talk about the starting 11s this afternoon as we wait for the teams to come out. And here come the teams. So I'll give you the visitors to begin with. Lloyd Allenson in goal. We've got Joel Senior. We've got Danny Wisdom, Jordan Fagbola, Matthew Hughes, Zach Corbett, Kieran Glynn, Scott Caves, Captain Tom Greaves, Steve Irwin and Craig Linfield. Substitutes Leicester United, Conor McArthur, Michael Jones, Sam Baird, Tyrrell Palmer and Jamal Crawford. For Blyth Spartans, we should hand over to our Dictionary Corner, Paul.
Okay. Blyth today, their normal strip is green and white stripes, black shorts, green socks. In goal, Peter Jameson, number 2, David Atkinson, 3, Michael Liddell, 4, Damon Mullen, 5, Nathan Buddle, 6, Ryan Hutchinson, 7, Jarrett Rivers, 8, Sean Reid, 9, Greg Rutherford, 10, Dale Hobson, 11, the captain, Robert Dale. On the bench, Danny Maguire is 12, Adam Wrightson 14, Ian Watson 15, Jordan Laidler 16, and the sub-goalie Sean McDonald is 19.
And just to add the formation, we think FC United are going to play this afternoon, 3-5-2. Obviously, Lloyd Allenson in goal, the wing-backs of Joel Senior and Danny Wisdom, the centre-back trio of Jordan Fagbola, Matthew Hughes, Zach Corbett, and centre midfield trio of Kieran Glynn, Captain Scott Kay, and Steve Irwin, and up front, Craig Linfield and Tom Greaves. And Craig Linfield, we've been saying this a lot, he's having a bit of an Indian summer, to say the least.
Yes, he keeps coming up with the goods. I mean, the goal at Salford, for instance, was absolutely critical, wasn't it? Because at the time he scored it, we were beginning to look a bit like an ailing side, and he rejuvenated us that evening, and he's done it a few times in recent weeks.
And obviously there's a challenge this afternoon as well when it comes to the defence, as we've already touched upon. Robbie Dale, Dale Hobson, who are signing from Whitby Town last season, and Jarrett Rivers, those three, along with Greg Rutherford or Dan Maguire, are a formidable forward line for Blyth Spartans, and it's something that we've got to get on top of very early on.
Yeah, Jarrett Rivers went out, he was signed by a bigger club, wasn't he, I think?
Well, I think Robbie Dale and Rivers, I think they went up to Scotland. I think it was a Division 2 team in Scotland or Division 1 side.
Jarrett Rivers is a very dangerous quick winger, and we're going to have to keep tabs on him again today.
Well, referee this afternoon is David Underwood, and he's going to be... It was nice talking to Tom Greaves last night. Obviously, we were talking about the Yorkshire International football team that he's not been selected for. And it's an outrage.
We've got the kickoff, and it means that the sun is in the Blyth keeper's eyes for the first half.
Cunning. Because there'll be no sun in the second half, of course, Paul. So FC Live brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army, about to get the game underway here. FC United attacking the Commissioner's Key in end. And...
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. I won't mention that again. Tom Greaves about to get this game underway for FC United, and as Paul alluded to there, we've got Peter Jameson in the Blyth goal with the sun straight in his face for this first half. The ball now back with his counterpart in the FC United goal, Lloyd Allenson, wearing purple this afternoon, clears his lines forward, and Fagbola finishes the job, gets the ball to the halfway line, where Reid picks up the ball and plays it out to Atkinson on the right hand side. Ball played uncomfortably back there to Buddle, who has to play it out to this left hand side here, to Liddell, who can bring the ball forward towards the halfway line. Left back for Blyth Spartans, and there's the first touch for Robbie Dale, gives the ball away to Craig Linfield, but he can't capitalise. And now here's Scott Kay picking up the second ball in midfield, plays it sidewards to Irwin, and Irwin attempts a through ball there to find Linfield, but it's overrun and back to Peter Jameson. So welcome everyone to FC Live, and the ball is now back with Peter Jameson in the Blyth Spartans goal. Are you wearing pink? Peach
yeah,
he's wearing
peachy.
Lovely. Clears his lines anyway down to this left hand side, flicked on there, and now Blyth Spartans with the ball, but Kieran Glynn tracking back and doing well, winning the ball back in midfield there, tries to play the ball forward towards Irwin, gets to Irwin eventually, who takes a bit of a dive there, and ball is back with Blyth Spartans, back four with Hutchinson. Hutchinson plays out to the right hand side to Atkinson, who can take his time now on the right hand side for Blyth Spartans, just inside his own half. Opts to play the ball back to his centre back there, and Blyth Spartans passing the ball around, as we said they were going to.
because that's how they play. And on that note, a long ball forward, meaningless, out of play for a goal kick.
As soon as Clear and Glynn forced the issue there and put a challenge in near halfway, the misplaced long ball came in and alleviated the danger. So it just showed the value of closing down.
Goal kick taken quickly there by Allinson, rolls it out to Corbett out on the left hand side for SC United. Long ball down the line there for Kieran Glynn to chase onto, and he might do well here, and he does do well, gets the ball towards Linfield. But Linfield was just a bit further behind play there, but good tenacity, first one of the afternoon there from Kieran Glynn, and again good tenacity this time from Tom Greaves. Can't say tenacity that quick.
If only Linfield had been more aware there when Glynn was stealing in on the goalkeeper and the ball went loose, he could have been on the end of it.
But this is a conscious decision being made here by SC United to press the centre-backs and the Blyth defence, because that's what Gainsborough weren't doing a couple of weeks ago. And as we said, Blyth Spartans do like to pass the ball about, don't they? Especially from the back.
If we sit back today, they're just going to pass us to death.
Well, the ball is now deep in Blyth Spartans' half with Mullen, who plays the ball forward, and Kay can pick that ball up, gets it to Hughes, who clears his lines over the top in the general direction of Tom Greaves. Cleared by Blyth Spartans, out to his left-hand side, picked up by Liddell. Liddell checks and plays the ball back to Mullen. Mullen plays the ball to Buddle, who plays it forward to Reid, back to Buddle now. Buddle, centre-back for Blyth Spartans, still on the ball. Midway into Blyth Spartans' half. Looking for options. No pressure on Buddle here. A long ball out to his left-hand side for Robbie Dale. It goes over the head of Senior. Dale picks it up now. Comes in field with it. Into the penalty area. Good recovery there from Joel Senior. And he needed to be on that, didn't he?
Well, yeah, Dale was getting really dangerously into the box there. He got past Senior briefly.
And it's going to be a throw-in to SC United. Just the latest score from East Ridings. It's North Ferriby 0, Boston 2. 5 minutes gone there on the Humber. It's not a good start for North Ferriby. Throw-in taken by Senior deep in SC United's half. Linfield can't win that ball, and the ball goes all the way back to Corbett on the edge of his own penalty area. Out to the left-hand side to Wisdom. Wisdom making his first start since Telford, I think. Fagbowler has to clear it. It's a bit messy in the defence there for FC United. And now Blyth have the ball over on the right-hand side. Cross comes in. Cleared by Corbett. Picked up by Wisdom. Back to Fagbowler on his own byline. Clears the ball forward. It's picked up, though, by Atkinson for Blyth Spartans. And it's going to be a throw-in midway into FC United's half for Blyth. And here's Mullen now on the ball. Mullen's got Kieran Glynn for company. Ball goes back to Buddle. Out to Hutchinson. Back to Buddle. Buddle now crossing the halfway line on the right-hand side. Plays a sweeping pass out to this left-hand side. Control well there by Liddell. Blyth Spartans left-back, who's on a bit advanced, plays the ball back to Dale. Back to Liddell. Liddell plays the ball back to Hobson. Dale Hobson now. Midway into FC United's half. Out to his left-hand side to Robbie Dale. Infield it comes. And it's picked up by Liddell. Liddell to Dale. Liddell continues his run. Gets the byline, crosses that ball in. It's comfortable in the end for Lloyd Allinson on his near post.
I don't think he's happy with the way that Bridal had to build up that attack and get to the byline.
And that's what they bring in their final third. They like quick passing.
We've got to be tighter.
Absolutely. Well, it's now Lloyd Allinson with the ball for FC United. Just to confirm the postponements this afternoon, Bradford Park Avenue against Gainsborough is off, as is Curzon against Kidderminster and Telford against Nuneaton. Everything else is underway in the National League North. And here's Senior now. Is he underway? Here he goes down the right hand side. Plays a lovely pass there to Tom Greaves. Can Tom Greaves keep it in? Over by the left hand side on the corner flag. Plays the ball back to Aaron. First time pass into the box. Kieran Glynn can't get to it. Ball cleared by Blyth Spartans. Here's Hobson now. Plays the ball over the top for Atkinson to chase onto. Ball plays all the way back and cleared by Allinson. Linfield can't win that header, neither can Kay. It's second ball picked up by Senior. Irwin now on the ball in midfield. Forward it goes to Linfield, back to Irwin. Irwin on the left hand side. Irwin coming back in field with it to Linfield, to Kieran Glynn. Kieran Glynn can't control it, and it's a belty clear there by Dale Hobson. Out of play it goes for a throw-in just inside FC United's half to FC.
It's all a bit narrow at the moment, the way FC are going forward. There isn't a lot of width. We need to get players further wide, I think, and stretch them.
It's surprising there's no width when you're playing wing-backs, isn't it?
we seem to be playing very, very much through the middle, and that's playing into their hands.
Throw in taken there by Wisdom. Down the line it goes. Kieran Glynn tries to win that header. It's cleared by Blythe, and it's going to be picked up by Rivers. Rivers now. Overhead kick over down the line it goes, and it's picked up by Rutherford. And flag bowler, that was a messy challenge there, but I think Rutherford made the most of it.
The officials were not interested. Went down quite theatrically, really.
Yes. And it's going to be a throw-in instead, but a penalty shout there. 7 minutes gone here at Croft Park. Hobson plays the ball back, and now Blythe pick up the ball. It's with Rivers on the edge of the box, crosses that ball in. It's deflected. It's going to be a corner to Blythe Spartans.
We can't,
testing times for FC.
Can't allow them to get to the byline and start pinging balls into the box.
Well, it's going to be Rivers to take this from the right-hand side. 8 minutes gone here at Croft Park. 0-0 the score if you're just joining us. Rivers with this cross. In it comes to the near post. It's just about cleared there by Wisdom. And cleared eventually by Irwin. But it's picked up now by Hobson. Plays the ball to Mullen. Mullen now switches play out to the right-hand side. Blythe Spartans now on the right. Comes in field with it. A lovely through ball there. An offside given against Hutchinson. Who just about beat the offside trap there. Oh, he didn't beat the offside trap. And it's going to be a free kick to FC United. But those through balls there.
Clever little bit of vision there to play the ball in. Unfortunately, he just went too soon. But the warning signs are there for the visitors.
Well, it's going to be a free kick to FC United just inside the FC United penalty area. And over the top it goes from Lloyd Arnson. Linfield can't win that header. And it's picked up by Senior on the halfway line in the centre circle. Plays the ball forward to Glynn. Nice little pass there forward for Linfield to chase. But it's comfortable in the end. But the clearance from the Blythe goalkeeper, Jameson, isn't the best. But Liddell now can pick up the ball for Blythe. He plays the ball down the line there on the left-hand side. Ball picked over the top there by Hobson. There's Rutherford there and Fagbola battling away. And it's picked up by Hughes, who plays it to Corbett. Forward it goes to Irwin. Irwin now deep inside FC United's half. And that's a loose pass there. And it's out of play for a throw-in to Blythe Spartans just inside FC United's half. If you can, somebody said on the forum that it's gone a bit Norman Collier. Can more than one person confirm that? And I'll try and move the dongle. That'd be lovely. Anyway, it's now with Hutchinson. Hutchinson now bringing the ball into FC United's half, and that's a loose pass picked up by Irwin now. Irwin, what can he do? There's not many runners forward in front of him. One of those players is Linfield, and his touch is heavy, and it's going to go out of play for a throw-in to FC United midway into their own half.
Again, it's a ball played into another central area where they can close you down quickly.
And just doing his match report, just below is Stephen Wood. Stephen Wood, what have you made of the half so far, mate?
I think we started quite brightly. I think you mentioned in commentary about putting the centre halves under a bit of pressure, and they looked a little bit flaky. But I agree with Paul that down the sides they are getting in fairly easily, to be fair.
Well, here is Greaves now on the ball. Thanks Woodsell. We'll come back to you in a minute. Okay. And it's going to be that's Woodsell's fault. Out of play goes for a throw-in. It was all building up so well, wasn't it? And then it just fizzled out. And here is Buddle on the ball now for Blythe Spartans. Switches play out to his left-hand side for Michael Liddell, Blythe Spartans left-back. He's looking for options. One of those options is Mullen, who comes deep. He's like the Irwin of Blythe Spartans, isn't he? He comes deep to pick up the ball from Blythe Spartans' back four. And here's Buddle now with a long ball forward. Heady clear by Wisdom. Second ball picked up, though, by Blythe Spartans. Here's Hobson now on the ball. Out to the right-hand side it goes. Rivers now looking dangerous, comes in field of it, and that is a good bit of defending there between Kay and Wisdom. And here's Kieran Glynn on the ball. Kieran Glynn can't lose the ball there, and he does lose the ball, and the ball is now with Robbie Dale. Robbie Dale's got an overlap here from Liddell. Liddell plays the ball forward to Rutherford. Ball played through here to Hobson. A fine challenge there from Irwin. A well-timed one. It needed to be, didn't it, Paul?
Yeah, we've conceded a corner, but it's far better than letting him run into the box and getting a free shot, which it looked like it for a moment.
And just to say thank you to Red Ants, loud and clear, at 15:12. Thank you very much. And it's going to be a corner ball to Blyth Spartans. 12 minutes gone here at Croft Park. 0-0 the score. And in it comes. It's an outswinger. Cleared, though, on the near post by Corbett. It's going to be a throw-in now to Blyth Spartans, about 10 yards or so from FC United. Corner flag on the right-hand side.
The matchday gloves are on.
Yes, they are. It is cold. And Robbie Dale's going to take this on, over on the right-hand side. Plays it forward to Hobson. Hobson controls it. Back to Robbie Dale now on the right-hand side. Puts on his left foot, and he comes helpfully into the penalty area. Plays a through ball there to Rivers. Saved by Allinson, but the ball breaks to Hobson, who skies it. And a bit messy in defence there. For some reason, we let Robbie Dale have the freedom of the penalty area there for a second or two.
I'm not sure why we're allowing Blyth to make such inroads into our box. If it continues, then they will score. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. It's going to be a goal kick anyway to FC United. Thank you to Captain Killjoy as well, confirming that sounds fine, and Alex as well. And do keep getting in touch at FC UM Radio or on the Solis One forum, or you can text us 0161 850 1878. Lloyd Allardson with this goal kick. Belts the ball forward. Kieran Glynn can't pick up that ball. And Mullen gets the second ball out to Liddell now. Liddell marauding forward. Plays the ball out here to Hutchinson on this near touchline. Comes in field with it. Hutchinson now on his right foot. Plays the ball behind Robbie Dale. Dale Hobson there. And it goes instead to Irwin. Irwin now coming forward into Blyth's half. Tries to find a through ball there towards Tom Greaves. But it's well defended there by Buddle. And the ball picked up now by Blyth Spartans. Looked offside there, Rutherford, and indeed he was. And just to confirm, I cannot say the word Rutherford.
It's one of those difficult ones.
Yes, Brewery Field and Rutherford just isn't happening for me tonight, folks. I do apologise. Not much I can do. It's a Broughton thing.
Yeah, blame his birthplace.
And Fab Bowler plays the ball back to Lloyd Allinson, who in turn gives it back to Jordan Fag Bowler. Picked up by Kay, back to Fagbola now, and they're being pressed, FC United's defence, and the ball has to go all the way back to Lloyd Allinson, and FC United inviting this pressure onto them, and Lloyd Allinson's clearance beats everyone, and it's comfortable for Michael Liddell, who's got all the time in the world to find a pass. That's a loose pass there behind Hutchinson, picked up by Buddle, and back to Hutchinson now on the edge of his own penalty area, who brings the ball out, and again it's sort of composed, isn't it, at the back for Blyth to a certain extent. Here's Atkinson, plays the ball forward. Corbett can't pick it up, and now Blyth Spartans with Rivers. Oh, he's through here, a one-on-one with the goalkeeper, but Allinson is out of his penalty area. And I think we're learning some lessons here. Don't let Rivers and don't let Hobson run at you, and you'll be fine.
Our wing backs are just not getting forward, and without the wing backs getting forward, we've got no threat going forward at all.
But quarter an hour gone here, and it is still 0-0. Here is Kay on the ball over on the left hand side. Back to Corbett. Corbett comfortably on the ball here, coming in midfield, midway into FC United's half. He's looking for options. Finds Hughes. Hughes now to Senior on this near touchline. Senior back, it goes to Hughes. Hughes has to play it all the way back to Lloyd Allinson now in the FC United goal. Lloyd Allinson looking for options, tries to find a sweeping pass out to Wisdom. Wisdom, good head on there for Linfield to chase, and Linfield chases the ball all the way back to Blyth's goalkeeper Jameson, who clears his lines, and Wisdom back on the ball now on the left hand side. And that's a poor pass from Wisdom, bit ring rusty there from FC United's left wing back this afternoon. And the ball is now with Buddle. Hutchinson now out to the right hand side, it goes to Atkinson back, it goes to Buddle, who plays it in turn to Hutchinson, his centre back partner, who gets towards the halfway line. Sweeping pass out to his left hand side. Here's Liddell now. Liddell one on one with Senior. Good tackle there from Senior, picked up by Greaves deep in his own half, plays it infield to Irwin controls it well out to Senior. Senior's got a bit of space in front of him here if he wants to make a bit of yardage, and off he goes, infield he goes. Oh, and the ball breaks to Tom Greaves, and that is not offside. Referee says play on. Oh, and the cross from Kieran Glynn to Linfield on the back post, and Linfield, well, he made a mess of it, but the referee was right not to play offside there.
That it was a strange moment there, where I think it was Irwin that had the ball, Senior had the ball, and the tackle came in, but it inadvertently diverted it towards
Greaves.
Tom Greaves, and Greaves squared it for Linfield, who was unmarked in the box, and all he really had to do was tap it in. But somehow he got his feet stuck between them, and the chance was lost.
But I don't know what the linesman was thinking of there, putting his flag up. It clearly came off
offside.
A blind player, that pass back there to find Tom Greaves. But first clear opportunity there for FC United. Unfortunately, Linfield couldn't convert it. 17 minutes gone here. It is 0-0. And, ball is now with Buddle. Plays it to Dale Hobson, who's sitting deep and plays a ball through the middle there, but it doesn't find Rivers. Instead, it finds Lloyd Allenson in the FC United goal.
But you notice the first time we've really made any inroads was when Senior got forward.
Yes,
and the wing-backs got involved.
It was very,
and it opened up the game.
It was very reminiscent of the Southport goal. And the ball nearly finds Tom Greaves there from that Lloyd Allenson clearance. Instead, it's out to this left-hand side for Liddell, but Liddell can't keep the ball in play. It's out of play for a throw-in to FC United, just inside Blythe Spartans half. And I'm sure by the time this throw-in's taken, it's going to be well and truly in Blythe's half. Indeed it is. Senior keeps moving forward. Throw-in taken. Finds Glynn, appeals for handball here. Glynn still on the ball. Out of play it goes for a throw-in. This time it's Linfield to take it. Linfield looking for options. In fact, he leaves it for Senior to take. Senior now with this throw-in on this right-hand side. Throw-in in towards the penalty area. Controlled well by Linfield on this by the corner flag. And the cross comes in, it deflects, and the ball out of play for another throw-in to FC United. Good bit of pressure here on this right-hand side. Throw-in taken. Kay on the run. Kay with a good first touch there into the penalty area. Cross comes in. Cleared. Corner ball to FC United. Good stuff there on this right-hand side.
That's better. We're beginning to get players forward a bit now.
Wait, go on.
I was going to say, coming into this game, we're unbeaten in six, and Blythe have only picked up 6 points from five games, so league table's not the whole picture in terms of this match.
Well, it's going to be a corner. The 19 minutes gone here at Croft Park, over on this right-hand side. Irwin attempts to come short for it. He gets the ball. Here is Irwin now heading towards the byline. In beats the defender. Cross comes in. Oh, it looked like handball there. Shot comes in. Good save from the goalkeeper. There was a trailing arm there from the defender for Blythe Spartans. Oh, that's a poor touch there from Joel Senior. Nearly makes a complete ash of it, but in the end recovers well. Gets the ball back to Lloyd Allenson, and that's a bit of a let off there for Blythe Spartans.
Yeah, it was their turn to be sloppy defensively.
Here's Corbett now. Corbett winning that header. Wisdom has to do well and does do well. Gets the ball back to Fagbola. Fagbola to Kay. Kay to Irwin. Back to Kay. Now midway into FC United's half. Here's Corbett to Wisdom. Back to Corbett. Good passage of play here for FC United. Forward it goes towards Linfield. Linfield can't control it. Instead, the ball gets to Hobson. Hobson now looking dangerous. Plays a through ball there for Rutherford to chase. Ball cleared. Picked up by Hobson. Here's Robbie Dale now. Robbie Dale. A good defending there from Joel Senior. Superb stuff on the edge of the FC United box to get the ball off Dale. Irwin forward. It goes to Glynn. Glynn crosses the halfway line now. He's got a sea of green shirts in front of him and does really, really well to win a free kick. And that's... Which shows a mature head there on Kieran Glynn's shoulders.
I think he suspected the challenge was coming in and thought, well, I'm going to protect the ball, and if you make contact, I'm going to have the free kick. It's not only a pressure reliever, it's also a possible goal attempt now.
Well, it's midway into Blythe Spartans' half, but with the sun directly in the face of the Blythe goalkeeper, it's worth a bit of a speculative effort, this, from Linfield. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a cross, though. In it comes, and indeed it goes towards the back post, towards Wisdom. He can't get on the end of it, and it's out of play for a goal kick to Blythe Spartans. 20 minutes gone.
Yeah, FC have come into the game in the last 5 minutes. We've started imposing ourselves a bit more, passing the ball better, getting players forward, because we were getting into a situation where we just weren't getting out of our half for a while.
Just to give you some latest scores elsewhere, Darlington 1, Chorley 0, and the afternoon's not getting any better for North Ferriby. 3-0 down now at home to Boston United. Salford are 1-0 up against Harrogate in that top of the table clash, while in the Port Derby, Southport 0, Stockport 1. Goal kick taken by Jameson in the Blythe goal, controlled there by Dale, but here's Kieran Glynn picking up the ball, plays it forward to Irwin now turns, infield he comes, tries to find a ball there to Song Greaves. There's far too many green shirts in the way. Ball breaks instead to Corbett on the halfway line. Corbett, oh, he tries to find Wisdom there. Right idea, probably the wrong time to do it though. And now here is a attack from Blyth Spartans over on the right hand side. Good defending there from Corbett. Kay plays the ball to Irwin. Irwin on the halfway line. Can he find Linfield? He plays the ball out to his right hand side. Is Linfield going to be able to keep this ball in? He does, but the defender there coming back and clears the lines. And here is that man, Robbie Dale. Dale infield it goes, picked up by Hobson. Hobson tries to find a pass out to the right hand side towards Rivers, and it was just beyond Rivers, and out of play it goes for a throw in to FC United.
It's becoming more end to end now.
It is.
Game's opening up.
It's a good game so far.
You can't see at the moment the gap in the league table between the two clubs on the pitch.
It's going to be Wisdom to take this throw in midway into FC United's half on the left hand side. Down the line it goes, over the halfway line. Greaves can't win that header, but it's another throw into FC United a bit further up this time. But a text message come in. And it's unfortunately your text message, sir, or madam, whoever tweeted in, is being fragmented. So unfortunately, I can't read that out. I'll give it a go in a bit. But here is Robbie Dale now. He's being pressured by Craig Linfield. Linfield does well, makes Robbie Dale turn. Back it goes to Hutchinson. Along the Blyth penalty area, it goes to Buddle. Buddle bringing the ball forward. And well, here is Hobson now on the ball, looking out towards the right-hand side. Gets the ball back now on the centre spot. Blyth with Mullen to Buddle and to Hutchinson. And well, we're in no hurry at the moment, are they? Just
this is a breather.
Surveying their options, passing the ball about. Hutchinson now, he decides to come over the halfway line, but then opts to play the ball to his left back, Liddle. And he in turn plays out to Buddle, back to the centre back partnership there. Here's Dale, here's Hobson. Forward it goes. And that's a nice pass there to find Rutherford. Rutherford now on the left hand side. He checks infield. But that was a fine tracking back there from Joel Senior. Matty Hughes on his bum there, unfortunately. But the Senior tracking back, and Blyth Spartans win a corner with 24 minutes gone at Croft Park. And it's going to be Dale Hobson to take this. And it's going to be from this left-hand side. It's going to be an in-swinger from Hobson. Dale's in loads of room here. Cross comes in and good hands from Allinson. And, well, he clears it first time. Over the top it goes towards Tom Greaves. And a bit of pressure here. And, well, there's no one, is there, trying to get the second ball from FC United. And
it was a two-on-one. And yes. The one didn't win it.
Oh, and, well, we've left Dale Hobson here in a bit of space over this left-hand side. He's got the ball now, and he tries to knock it round Joel Senior. But Joel Senior's, I don't want to jinx it for him, he wins a goal kick, well done. He's really come on, hasn't he? He really has.
I think what he's learning now, I think he was rather impetuous in his early games, but now he's learning when to tackle and when to stop, when to just hold a position.
Well, it's going to be a goal kick to FC United. Do we know what they apologised for?
I'm not sure what that was about. Okay. So I'm just about to say there's a fairly good following from FC at the far side.
I need to turn down the commentator near us. Unfortunately, I can't do that. Unfortunately, Chomsky, I do apologise. But that ball won by Liddle. Infield it goes, forward for Blyth Spartans. Ball breaks instead to Hughes. Hughes plays the first time ball over the top in the general direction of Tom Greaves, but it's comfortable, and here's Atkinson now for Blyth Spartans. Midway into his own half, plays the ball infield to Hutchinson. Hutchinson now on the ball, plays it forward to Hobson, who comes deep for it. Out to Buddle. Buddle now coming towards the halfway line, over the halfway line for Blyth. Plays the ball out to Rivers on the right-hand side. Rivers to Hobson. Hobson's got a runner there. He had Reid running forward. He opts for Dale. Dale now on this near touchline. Got Senior in front of him. On his right foot, comes in field with it. Oh, a lovely ball out to the right-hand side of the penalty box. Shot comes in. And that was Dale Hobson there with that shot. And he should have done better, really, Paul, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he's appealing for a corner, but he went for the quick shot on the edge of the box and fired wide, and that was the end of it. But yeah, this text of yours, was it, have you been offered part of an inheritance again, or was it something
interesting? No, it's a genuine text message from Burnley, but unfortunately it's broken up a bit, but I'll try and work it out later. It'll be like a Sudoku quiz or something. We'll do it together, Pop. Marvellous half-time entertainment. Ball, we've seen you now, and
Linfield's down injured.
Yeah, Linfield down, and referee immediately blowing his whistle there. Hopefully
in some pain.
Hopefully it's not too serious.
He's clutching his face, but that's not really a guide of where the injury is.
Just to give you some scores elsewhere, Darlington are now, it's 1-1 against Chorley. Salford are now 2-0 up against Harrogate, and York are 1-0 up against Spennymoor, and bring in Stephen Wood now for some form of thought pattern. Wood, so what have you made of it? The last 10 minutes or so since you last on.
You're right, they are certainly getting in, I wouldn't say easily, but fairly consistently behind. The way we're playing today, we're crying out for the pace of one of those two young lads on the bench.
You're right.
Because the amount of times that Glyn Irwin have had the ball in the midfield, wide open, looking for a bit of somebody to run off, and there's been nothing there. And I think their defence could be, you know, suspect against a bit of pace, so I'd like to see that in the second half.
We do know that their defence, if you do pressure it can make mistakes.
No, I agree. It looks that way. And like I said, we're just lacking pace. I mean, you know, God love him, Greaves is not blessed with pace, and Linfield's not playing up top per se. He's sort of wide and, you know, trying to create space there. And we're just, those two, one of those two could certainly have a bit of fun today, I think. But, you know, so far so good. One thing, it's a small thing, but you know, your commissioner's key, they serve food all day until 9 p.m. How does that work? So they're all day, or it's till 9 p.m. It's one or the other.
Thank you, Woodzo. I'm back underway here.
Catering.
Here's Wisdom on the ball. Wisdom to Kieran Glynn. Got no options out to the right hand side. Has to play it back to Wisdom. Wisdom, who's infield now, plays it out a bit further back to Senior. Senior to Glynn. Glynn's being challenged there by Mullen, but does well and turns. A nice ball over the top there for Wisdom. Wisdom on the left hand side plays it to the Irwin now crosses that ball in. It's behind everybody, but again, a good passage of play there from FC United in Blythe's final third, but couldn't get a chance or a shot on target there. But here's Fagbowler, and Fagbowler shouldn't be rushing that. There's no need for that. Cleared straight to Jameson.
Yeah, I don't think Blythe are coming into this 100% confident, and it's a game for the taking at the moment.
It's Hutchinson now, gets it to Nathan Buddle. I think Buddle and Hutchinson, the centre-back partnership for Blythe, have seen the ball more than anyone else on this pitch so far. Ball over the top there, miles offside is Rivers, and it's free kick to FC United. So half an hour gone here, 0-0 if you're just joining us. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. And rest assured, Old Swampy, you're getting well, sir, and we'll see you at Kidderminster on Tuesday night. Looking forward to that away. Oh, yes, 2:30 we're leaving. Yay!
Think of the refreshments.
What refreshments? What? What, at the services?
No, in the ground.
Oh, the big, massive pies. Yeah, yes. They do, you're right, actually. That's made me feel all better. Lloyd Allison with this free kick. Down the left-hand side it goes. It's a free header for Blythe. Here's Kay. Kay now back down the left hand side it goes towards Linfield, and the line has got his flag up. Hardly surprising, puts his flag up for most things. I've noticed this first half an hour so far, and it's going to be a free kick to Blythe Spartans just outside their own penalty area, taken square by Jameson. It's Hutchinson now out to Liddle on the ball. Forward it goes, and Dale plays it all the way back to Hutchinson. Hutchinson to Buddle. Back to Hutchinson. In fact, it's Robbie Dale's playing left back now all of a sudden. Here is Dale now. Plays he tries to find Reed there with a dangerous pass, and it's cleared, but only as far as Liddle. Liddle plays the ball back to Dale Hobson. Here's Robbie Dale now. Robbie Dale gets a second chance to play a ball out to this right hand side, and again Rivers miles offside. He's not timing his runs at all well, is he?
just rather anxious to break the line there on the far side.
But Blyth are trying something different with Robbie Dale going back a bit further to try and find the right pass. But I think Blyth had more success when they were trying to find those passes on the edge of FC United's penalty area.
Yeah, when they were being patient and probing, they were making inroads in instalments and eventually picking the right pass. When you try and force the issue there with the long ball to beat the offside, it's not working.
Again, it's a free kick to FC United. Lloyd Allenson to take this over on the left-hand side. Down the line it goes. Greaves can't win that header. It's headed clear. Wisdom heads it straight back to the edge of the Blyth's box. Flicked on there by Dale Hobson. Out to Dale. The other Dale. Robbie Dale. Robbie Dale now. Out to the right-hand side. That's a lovely pass there to Fyne Atkinson. And he tries to release Rivers. He's got Corbett for company, though, on the right-hand side. That's a good, dangerous pass into the box there. Kay's tracking back and does well. Here's Corbett now. By his own corner flag, has to clear it. Oh, it's a poor clearance, though. Can he get a sack about the chair? He can. He does well. And eventually he clears it. But again, it's straight back from Blyth. Hobson to Rivers. And here's Atkinson now. Atkinson. Forward it goes.
Offside again.
Rivers. Wow. He's got... at the moment, he's playing offside like a young David Bellion.
Well, I was thinking Del Piero. The man who Fergie once said was born offside. Was it Inzaghi?
Inzaghi,
right.
It was. Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Del Piero was never offside. It's going to be another free kick to FC United, a bit further back this time. 18 yards or so from FC's byline over on that left-hand side. Allenson to take it. Forward it goes. Linfield and Glynn go up for that ball. Glynn does win it, but unfortunately no one is on the receiving end of that header other than a green shirt. And here's Robbie Dale. Robbie Dale on his right foot plays the ball forward to Dale Hobson, who controls it. Hobson now in the centre circle. Out to the right-hand side. Again, he puts a bit offside there, did Atkinson. But Landsman not up with play. Ball back to Buddle on the halfway line. Buddle now. Makeshift right-back all of a sudden. Plays it to the right-back, Atkinson, over on the right-hand touchline. Back it goes to Mullen. Mullen now over on the right-hand side for Blyth. Tries to switch play to his left-hand side. Good control there from Liddle. And a good turn from Liddle. He's got Senior for company and Glynn. Here's Robbie Dale now. Back it goes to Liddle. And back it goes here to Hutchinson, to Buddle. And again, more probing stuff here from Blyth. Good header there from Wisdom. Here's Greaves. Greaves clears it, and he clears it to where you'd probably like Greaves to be. But it's with Buddle, who plays a long ball over the top. Good header there from Corbett. Wisdom gets the second ball and clears it down the left-hand side. Greaves can't win that header. Can Glynn get to the ball? He can just about, but Senior... just beyond Senior, and Senior opts to remain in his right back position. Here's Mullen now, just inside Blyth's half, to Hobson, who's deep out to that right hand side to Rivers now, infield it goes to Reid now on his right foot, charged down by Corbett, ball deflects, Fagbola wins the header, and Lloyd Allenson scampers out of his 6 yard area and gets the ball for FC United. So 35 minutes gone here, and it's 0-0 the score.
Yeah, I'm sure Tom Greaves will be delighted at half-time if it's still 0-0.
Well, this is it, isn't it? I mean, there has been a couple of iffy moments, but it is 0-0 against a team challenging the playoff positions at the moment, 150 miles or so from home. So at the moment, it's a good performance from FC, all things considered. Here's Irwin with a through ball, a terrible through ball from Irwin.
The curse.
That was comical, by the way. That was just for comedy purposes. Ball now back with Jameson, who rolls it out to his left-hand side to Liddle. Forward it goes there to Hobson. Back it goes to Liddle. Liddle forward to Reid. Reid back to Liddle on the halfway line now to Dale on this near touchline. Dale coming infield with it on his right foot. Tries another sweeping pass. And this has been the order of the day in the last 10 minutes.
They've got an injury live.
And well, FC United are carrying on here, and now the referee brings it back.
Clutching his shoulder.
It's not a head injury. Anyway,
he was clutching his shoulder. I don't know what happened there. He's claiming an elbow, but the referee's not interested.
It's Rivers who's got the dodgy
trainers coming on.
Uh, And just to confirm the text number for Johnny X on the Solis One forum, 0161 850 1878. I paid that bill this week. It's a good job, isn't it? Anyway.
I wonder how many texts Swampy's getting.
Loads, I hope. Don't text him too loudly, though. We don't want it, you know, he might be having a disco nap. Lloyd Allenson with the goal, with the ball now. For FC United plays a long ball down the right hand side in the general direction of Craig Linfield. It's picked up instead by Mullen. Mullen plays a ball down his left hand side for Rutherford to chase. Hughes is there though. Back it goes to Allenson. He plays it first time to Corbett. Corbett can bring the ball out now. Oh, it's a bit of a heavy touch, but he gets away with it. Over the top it goes for Greaves to chase. Greaves, still chasing. And in the end, Liddle did enough there to head the ball back to Jameson in the Blythe goal, and now it's out on the right hand side for Atkinson. Hobson now on the ball. He's got a runner there from Rivers, but Kieran Glynn does well, and really well. Gets the ball to Corbett, gets the ball to Irwin. Irwin now plays the ball, and it's back and forth, isn't it, at the moment? But Blythe are the one who are doing the patient stuff. Here is Dale now on this near touchline. Got a bit of space in front of him. And Greaves is hovering over there to support Senior. Here is Dale, though. He's going for that sweeping pass against the other side. Wisdom does well. And Linfield's got a bit of space now to get to the halfway line. He's got an overlap there from Wisdom. Got Kieran Glynn over on this right-hand side. He gives the ball to Wisdom on the left. Wisdom now. Only one player in the box. That is Kieran Glynn. Cross comes in. Beats. Oh, is he going to stay in play? Just about stay in play. The Blythe Spartans can clear the ball out of play. It goes for a throw-in midway into Blythe Spartans half. Irwin takes it quickly, gets the ball to Glynn. Glynn now comes in, field it. Oh, that's a good turn from Glynn. Glynn looking for options. Oh, tries to find Linfield. Second ball picked up by Kay. Out to Irwin. Irwin into the penalty area it goes, to his left hand side. Linfield now has to check and go out to the corner flag. Back to Wisdom. Wisdom's got time to pick a cross. In it comes. Oh, towards Glynn. It breaks the Senior on the edge of the box. Takes a touch. Takes another touch.
Handball.
Charge down. Appeals to handball there. Referee's not interested. And here is Blythe Spartans with Dale Hobson now. Dale Hobson. Infield it goes to Sean Reid. Reid now getting towards the halfway line. Game opening up now. Here's Hobson out to the right. It goes to Atkinson. Atkinson, nice ball forward there towards Reid, who kept his run going. But it's comfortable in the end for Lloyd Allenson. A bit of excitement there, Paul.
Yeah, a shot from Senior from the edge of the box, and it was charged down. Whether there was an arm involved is debatable. Certainly the shouts went in.
Well, Lloyd Allenson now clears his lines from the edge of his own box. Out to his right hand side, is Linfield going to... good control there for Craig Linfield. Brings the ball down and plays the ball back to Senior. Senior now. Good pass in field to Kieran Glynn. Back to Kay. To Linfield. Lays it off to Glynn. Oh, it's just beyond Glynn there. But Fagbola, good interception. Gets the ball to Irwin. Irwin now. Looks out towards the left hand side. Irwin now. Oh, that's a lovely pass to Wisdom if you can find him. But good covering there from David Atkinson. But the right idea from FC United Scouse midfielder there. But here's Rivers over on the right-hand side for Blythe. Good entertaining game this in this first half, coming to an end now. Here is Rivers. Rivers, back it goes to David Atkinson. Here's Hutchinson now on the halfway line. Hutchinson out to Dale on this left-hand side. Dale got an overlap there from Liddle. Liddle now on the left-hand byline. Crosses that ball in. Fagbola there with a little push. I think that was Rutherford. He did make the most of it, didn't he?
He made too much of it, and yep. That's why I think the referee said no chance.
Well, here's Dale now, back on the ball for Blythe. He comes in field with it. Pass forward, layoff there from Rutherford. Greaves scampering back, gets the ball to Corbett. Corbett plays the ball first time. Cut out by Buddle. Out to Atkinson on the right hand side for Blythe. Over the top it goes towards Hobson, but it's cleared by Fagbola. Wisdom now. Oh, Wisdom's clearance is charged down by Rivers. And here is Rutherford. Back to Rivers on that right-hand side. Rivers now has got three red shirts around him. And that pass is cut out by Greaves. Plays the ball forward to Kieran Glynn, who holds it up. He's got one runner in front of him. That's Linfield, and he's pickpocketed there. And the ball played through. It's going to be comfortable in the end for Lloyd Allenson, with 4 minutes left to play this first half in this intriguing game at Croke Park. It is 0-0. And here's Irwin now deep, and that clearance is charged down by Dale, and it's back with Lloyd Allenson. And Lloyd Allison over the top it goes towards Greaves. Is Greaves going to win that ball? He does, but it's the second ball is, in fact it's a foul. A foul for Blyth. So don't forget, you can get in touch with us this afternoon on Twitter at FCUM Radio, or you can text us 0161 850 1878.
There's not been many goal attempts in this game so far. I mean, if you think about what Lloyd Allinson's had to do, despite the pressure of Blyth have applied.
That's true. Well, here's Buddle now on the ball. He plays it to his centre-back partner, Ryan Hutchinson. Hutchinson now. A bit of pressure being exerted here by Irwin and Glynn. Irwin doing well there, and the ball has to go all the way back to Peter Jameson. Good stuff here from FC United's midfield duo. And the ball is back with Jameson again, and Kieran Glynn's urging his midfield to come forward a bit more, but that does leave gaps, and that, I think that's what the game plan's been from FC, not to leave those gaps for the likes of Hobson and Robbie Dale to exploit. And there's Buddle now with a long ball down the right-hand side, and Rivers for once is onside, but it's a poor pass and out of play it goes for throwing. So we've got 3 minutes left to play this first half. FC Live brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army.
Do you think we've got a kind of a system at the moment where we respond to coming back from a goal down, but we're not quite comfortable at 0-0?
Maybe. That's a conversation for half time. I'm really it's one for Woodsall to ponder. Fagbola plays the ball forward to Linfield. Linfield tries to lay it off for Irwin, but it's just behind Irwin. And well, here is Rutherford. Back it goes here to Mullen. Mullen now to Hobson. Hobson helps it on here to Liddell. Liddell's got an overlap here from Dale on this left hand side. Here is Robbie Dale now. Is he going to head to the byline? He's got Senior in front of him. Checks, comes back, plays the ball back to Mullen. Mullen switches play out to the right hand side for Atkinson. Atkinson now on the ball. Atkinson. Back it goes to Buddle. Buddle now again. Sweeping passes the order of the day from Blyth. Control well by Robbie Dale. Out of play it goes. A good tackle there from Senior. And indeed, it's actually a throw into FC United by their own corner flag. Good stuff there from FC's right back.
Just over two, well, just under 2 minutes left now. This first half.
And the possession stats, according to StatoPol's Constructive Coding app, it's 66% to Blyth Spartans. But a lot of that has been on the halfway line, hasn't it? Well, they've been
patient at times.
Yes. And it's going to be Senior to take this. Down the line it goes. Linfield comes deep for it. Good flick on there from Linfield. Greaves has to hold it up. Ball breaks to Linfield. Linfield does well over on this right hand side. And a throw in one by FC United just inside their own half. That's how you get the ball forward, isn't it? From a pressured situation. Senior to take this throw in. Down the line it goes. It's a long throw in. It's just beyond Linfield. Glynn's header forward is intercepted. And Hughes with a customary clearance there. And Greaves given offside. And it's going to be a free kick to Blyth Spartans. They're coming up to the last minute here of this first half at Croft Park. Hope you're having a lovely Saturday. No spoilers for Big United, I've been told. So you'll get none from me. Don't worry. And here
only
is
only me.
Oh yeah. Shh, Paul, don't ruin it for him. And that's a ball played forward there, headed clear by Senior. Second ball picked up by Liddell, tries to find Dale.
Great work.
Senior again. And Senior's got a bit of space here to maraud forward. Crosses the halfway line, plays the ball infield diagonally to Kieran Glynn. Back it goes to Tom Greaves. Greaves to Kay. Now 1 minute of added time in this first half. Plays the ball forward. Linfield wasn't ready for it. It's comfortable in the end for Hutchinson. And well, here is Dale back on the ball, having to come back with the ball though. And Liddell switches play out to his full-back partner on the right-hand side, Atkinson, to come forward with it. Crosses the halfway line. Square pass to Hobson. Forward it goes to Rutherford. Rutherford, Dale's in a bit of space again over on this left-hand side. If they can find him, here's Mullen now on the ball. Mullen opts to go right instead of left to find Rivers. Rivers controls it well. Comes in field with it. He's got an overlap there, but he decides to come in field with it. Plays a through ball there towards Reed. And Reed's pass is poor. And it's picked up by Tom Greaves now. Greaves coming to the halfway line. Crosses the halfway line. He's got no options available other than Irwin. Irwin now. Irwin on the left-hand side, and he loses out there, and it's just a case of too many green shirts for FC United over on that left-hand side. And here is Rivers now. And that, dear listener, is half-time in this very, very enthralling game of football. You wouldn't think it was 0-0. It has been end-to-end stuff with not many chances created, but it is 0-0. Paul, thoughts just before we go to the break?
I think credit to FC for keeping a clean sheet in the first half, where they've been under pressure for long periods of it. But, I mean, what we can say is that Lloyd Allinson has been well protected in that he's not had much to do.
Well, it's our time here. FC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. And it's Blyth Spartans 0, FC United of Manchester 0.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Into the 45th minute, the ball long. Here's an opportunity for FC United of Manchester. McCarthy takes it to the byline. Ball comes across, it should be three.
Yes!
Viva 100! Viva 100! Tommy Greaves has scored his 100th, and FC's third. It's a decent ball as well as on the end of it. There's a push there in the back where the referee doesn't get it. There's an overhead kick,
there.
Oh, it's an overhead kick from the birthday boy, Kieran Glynn. Ball at halfway line, and it's a great header in, a brave header for Messi. Now, shot from distance. Well, you want a killer goal.
The club has launched a new season ticket offer for the remaining games of the season. Entitled The Magnificent Eight, this special ticket offer will give you 2 hours of free football and entry into the club's last eight home league games of the season, with tickets priced at £65 for adults, £39 for concessions and £19 for under-18s. And you can now book your Magnificent Eight tickets via the online club shop at fcumshop.co.uk or via the Eventim website.
Welcome back to Croft Park. You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. 0-0 here at half-time. And, well, the story of the half so far, and Woods Owen and Stato Paul join me for this half-time chinwag, is just the fact that Blyth Spartans have the majority of possession. You can see what they're trying to do. And at the moment, FC United are on top of it in a lot of ways. Woods Owen.
Yeah,
thanks.
You like that, don't you? You do like that. I'm just wondering, half time's over now, of adverts. Where's my take that anyway? Doesn't matter.
No,
anyway.
No,
I'm joshing with
last
you.
Last night, Marv, on the Friday Night Shindig, wrote it down, which he didn't do last week. He wrote it down. He said, Woodzo's jingle.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It matters a lot.
Tom
it matters
Walker's a lot. For Salford, by the way.
Oh, that was going to be his
oh,
thing.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, yeah, I mean. I've been listening to the commentary.
Poor thing.
Well, you know, you may say that. It's all going downhill at the moment. And I agree with a lot you're saying that, you know, yes, they've had the majority of the possession. And the way they're playing going forward, the front, you know, your Rivers and your Maguire, not Maguire's on the bench, and
your Dales.
Dales, etc., etc. They're seemingly getting in quite easily, but the defence is dealing with it. You know, Allinson's pretty lively. Coming off his line and cutting the ball. I think Corbett's doing well. I think Wisdom's having a decent game, since he's not played for a long time. And, you know, the best chance has fallen
to
Linfield, and he should have put it in. I mean, you know, he's got to roll it in. I don't know what he was what he was doing. He got, sort of got stuck in his feet.
And
I don't
to be
know.
Fair, and I can sympathise.
The pitch is bobbly.
I can sympathise because there was a lot going on. All of a sudden, there's a linesman's flag. There was a lot going on in a short space of time. But so concentration levels might be a bit distracted. But he should have hit the target.
He should have scored. But I stopped by, you know, what I said during the half. Briefly, the way we're playing, if we had one of those pacey lads off the bench on this pitch today, well, I think it'd make a big difference.
Funny you should say that, because on the journey here, I was saying on the bus I think Palmer should get a start soon and see what he's made of.
We haven't played him up front, have we? And we played Crawford up front, and one thing we've seen from Crawford in that 10 minutes he was on against Southport, and that's what we're going off. He's going to
run at somebody, isn't he? Let's be honest, he's going to run and use his pace. I mean, one thing I have noticed as well, we're talking about, you know, Robbie Dale on the left hand side, we know he's a good player. He's all right foot.
He is right foot.
He should be. I mean, I'm seeing he's doing really well against him, to be fair. Another couple of times where he seems to have got the better of him. Just pushing him onto his, get him onto his left, because.
I wouldn't say that, but
you know, towards the end of the half, there was a long diagonal ball, and it's crying out for him to stick his left peg out and just bring it down, and he's contorted his body to make sure it's on his right leg, his right foot. Little things like that, you know, that's what we pay our coaches for. That, you know, they should be spotting that, and, you know, get him onto his left or whatever, because I don't think he's used his left foot at all.
There has been a game plan from FC United of containing,
getting nobody up front.
Well, no, just containing Black Spartans, because they have looked, and I don't mean to say this because there is 45 minutes to go, but a bit predictable at times, Black Spartans.
And
FC United have predicted what they're going to do. It's 0-0 away from home at a playoff chasing team. You'd take that now, wouldn't you? But there must be something in the back of Tom Greaves' mind and Jack and Tom's mind that says, if we do bring on someone like McCarthy or Crawford, do we go for it? Or do we stick with the plan that we've got that's working adequately in this?
As we very often say at half-time, that depends on what happens with the first goal, if there is indeed going to be a goal. Because I think, you know, you were saying on there about, you know, coming from behind and what have you. Which we've been doing most weeks, except for the Southport game, where again we struggled, didn't we? We won the game. We obviously won 1-0, so we scored first.
But it was as if we were waiting to go behind before we kind of
and
the gears.
I mean, Southport were on the day probably the better side, but they didn't really particularly impress me with chances and whatever. And that's, you know, similar to today. I mean, you know, there's not really. I don't think there's been. I mean, I've just seen the. I don't know if Paul's doing the official. No, Paul Howarth doing the official.
Paul Howarth, yeah.
Yes, I'm saying. And, you know, his little roundup was saying there's been one shot on target. I don't even recall that, to be honest, from either side.
What was the shot on target?
There's been a couple of cutout crosses from.
Should we talk about the penalty shout?
Well, there's been a few at either end. I mean, I think there's been two very close handballs.
There was a handball which nobody saw.
The one when he was diving on the floor? Yeah, I saw it.
It hit the defender's arm.
It did, definitely.
And then there was the one which was a bit more.
They're never going to get given.
No.
Very, very rare.
In Blythe's penalty shout, it looked.
Neither of them. I think they both looked like they were looking for it. But on other days, some of those get given. You do see referees give them. So, you know, it.
Did you just say that?
What?
I've seen them given. Is that what you just...
Well, you have.
There was the brilliant. Steve Irwin shot from wide out that was beaten away by the keeper.
Yes. I put down as being... And on my notes, as being blocked. I didn't realise the keeper had...
Yeah.
We did say that you're right,
I put it as a block, but yeah.
So, one shot on target. That's it, isn't it? For both sides.
For us, yeah. I mean, there was... And obviously, we always... You know, you've got to say that Linfield chance was a golden chance. You're not going to get many of them in a game.
No.
But I think Joel Senior has provided some of the best moments going forward, and I have to say that his defensive work has improved massively.
Yeah, he's had that one thing where he sort of slips on the halfway line, nearly like him.
I know what you're saying,
he's got a couple of really good challenges in to win it back.
I know what you're saying about Robbie Dale being predominantly right-footed, but Senior is putting in a very good display against a player who's torn a lot of full-backs.
What you want to do for somebody who is a good player, but he's predominantly one-footed and play on the wrong side? Get him onto that left-hand side.
And just keep playing Rivers offside.
Well, and to be honest with you, there has been, you know...
He'll score in the second half, by the way.
Well, yeah, nailed on. But, I mean, the ones that have been given offside, they've not been close. He's been miles off.
He'll score from an offside position.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, nailed on there, definitely. I think we've done all right. I don't think we should be panicking.
I think it's a measure of the way, the measure of the way that we've improved over the last few months. That if this game had been early in the season, it'd probably be about 2-3 nil now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But we've now got a bit more resolution about us, and 0-0 at half time is not a shock.
And the fact of the matter is, and it's something you said before the game, Paul, it is a well balanced substitutes bench as well. So there's options available to change it. It's in all areas of the pitch.
The one frustration, and this ties in with what I was saying about the pace, is two or three times we've had really good possession in the middle of the pitch, and Irwin and I mean Glynn's having a great game as well.
Yeah.
I've got to say, when they've been looking for a pass, absolutely nothing in front of them. Whereas if we had,
we've had to hang on
Palmer
to
or Crawford,
bombing on
and getting him behind.
But then you lose out, don't you? There's times here where Greaves and Linfield are actually playing midfield defending roles at times.
Greaves was left back at one point when Winston was still Greaves was back defending.
It's getting the right balance, isn't it?
It is getting the right balance. And speaking of balances, it's now time to give the balances across the National League North.
Oh, yeah. That's horrendous. Really? You really just done that?
North Ferriby fans, please look away now.
Yeah, I'm sure they are listening.
Yeah.
North Ferriby 0, Boston 4. Wow. Salford are 2-0 up against Harrogate in the Port Derby, which a lot of people on the forum enjoyed. Thought it was really poor, that.
Very poor.
Southport 0, Stockport 1. Tamworth are 1-0 up against Brackley. York are 1-0 up against Spennymoor. It's 1-0 between Darlow and Charlie. And it's Alverton 2, Leamington 0. And, of course, it's 0-0 here at Croft Park. So the only game in the league that's currently goalless is this one here. And that doesn't give you the full reflection of the first 45 minutes.
I think it's fair enough. I think it's been a...
Well, we're halfway to fulfilling our prediction against the no-draw specialists.
Oh, that's a good point, because they haven't drawn, have they? They haven't drawn so far this season. That's a good point.
And just to say for those people listening in from Bradford Park Avenue, Curzon and Telford, we're not ignoring you. Your matches were postponed, and I'm sure some of you sitting outside at the Tameside Stadium, at the Horsfall Stadium, are sitting there going,
"Where's everyone?
Where is everyone?
Oh, and why can't I get in?"
And the second half is back underway here at Croft Park. Blyth Spartans 0, FC United of Manchester 0. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we're back underway here with Blyth Spartans in possession over on this right hand side with David Atkinson, Blyth Spartans right back, as the sun's now shining in my face. Thank you, sunshine. Here's Rivers now, he's onside. Rivers got three red shirts around him. One of them is Kay. Good tackle from Kay. Wisdom, first time pass over the top, a bit rushed there needlessly, and it's picked up by Buddle, who switches play out to the left hand side, picked up by Liddle to Dale now. Characteristic switched play over to this right hand side again. Here's Atkinson, nice ball forward there to Hobson controls it well. Nice little back heel there to Rivers turns and twists and back out to Hobson on the right hand side, crosses this ball in, cleared by Kay with his studs pretty much, and out of play it goes for a corner. 1 minute gone in the second half, and the pressure being exerted by Blyth Spartans early doors.
Normal service has been resumed after the restart.
Well, it's going to be a corner on this near side, and in it comes. It's under Kay. Oh, and a header there, and that's the I think the clearest chance Blyth Spartans have had, and I think that was Reid with that header, and he should have done better.
Yes, he's clutching his head in disappointment. It was a free header pretty much, and he guided it wide, and that was a slack moment from the corner.
It went Kay was under it, and there was Reid with the opportunity. I think he went for to head it into the top corner, and instead he headed it into the stand behind the goal. Here's Lloyd Allenson now with this goal kick. Is Kieran Glynn under it? He is, but so is Reid. And is Liddle out to Dale. Dale now switches play over to this near side. That's the order of the day for Blyth Spartans. Here's Atkinson on the halfway line. Back it goes to Buddle. Buddle now on his left foot. Controlled well by Corbett. Comfortably to Irwin. Irwin with a lovely pass over the top. Greaves is onside. Greaves enters the penalty box. Comes push on his right foot. Turns. He should have done much better there. The clearance only goes as far as Irwin. Irwin can't control it. Still with the ball though.
plays a nice pass there to Wisdom. Wisdom, first time ball into the box. Greaves should have done much better with that, shouldn't he?
He tried to cut back and unfortunately ran into traffic, and his resulting shot was muffed completely. But he was clean through there for a moment, and he just didn't have the pace to get beyond and in.
Wisdom with this throw-in. Back it goes to Corbett. Corbett with a cross towards the back post. Good hands from Peter Jameson. Peachy Jameson, as he'll be known this afternoon.
Sounds like a gin palace.
Yeah. Here's Hobson now on the halfway line to Reed. Reed got Glynn there tracking him. Back it goes to Hobson. Hobson now out to this right-hand side to Atkinson. Atkinson with a ball down the line here for Rivers. Corbett scampering over. Gets the ball. He's being pushed back there by Rivers, but good shepherding out there by Corbett. Goal kick to FC United. What a fantastic 4 minutes this has been of the second half.
Well, I was just looking there. We've had 49 minutes on the clock, and Blyde have still not had a goal attempt on target.
Is that so?
Yes. You're amazed,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, I am, Paul. 4 attempts so far, none on target for Blyde. 4 attempts from FC United, 1 on target thus far. But the possession stats, nearly 70% possession for Blyde Spartans, and I suppose it's what you do that counts. Clearance made by Lloyd Allenson. Greaves can't get to the ball. Gets to the ball now. Here's Kay. Kay to Irwin. Oh, it just overruns slightly. Hughes clears it forward. Headed clear there by Liddell. Only as far as Kay. Kay now out to the right and touchline to Senior. Nice pass there between Senior and Linfield. But good defence there from Blyth Spartans. Out of play it goes for a throw in to FC United on the halfway line. Senior to take it. Senior stealing yards. Throwing taken. Linfield lays it off there to Kay. Nice little 1-2 there between those two. Ball breaks to Senior. Senior now to Corbett. Corbett's got a bit of space over on this left-hand side. Wisdom's hugging this touchline. And, Rivers comes to get the ball back. Corbett in turn gives it to Irwin. Irwin now heading out to this left-hand touchline to Wisdom. Wisdom wins a throw-in.
A dummy throw
from Wisdom. Tense times here. Throwing taken. Here's Corbett now. Corbett on the ball. Tries to run. Well, that's to, when I say it was to no one in particular, I think that's an understatement. And it's now back with Blyth Spartans over on that left hand side with Liddell. Infield it goes to Reed. Back to Liddell. Sweeps it out to this right hand side to Atkinson. Atkinson now forward to Rivers. Rivers holds it up. Back to Hobson. Hobson now. Got Kay for company. Got a run forward there by Reed, who's offside. And the ball over the top. Rolls out of play for a goal kick.
They're finding the lot difficult to pick, you could say. Full credit to FC.
And it's going to be a goal kick to FC United. 6 minutes gone of this second half. Game finally poised, as more experienced commentators would say. And goal kick to be taken by Lloyd Allenson, wearing Vimto purple. So I'm over it. Goal kick down the right hand side. Linfield can't win that header. Rutherford with his speculative pass over the top there, trapped back by Senior. Back it goes to Allenson, clears it forward. There's 3 red shirts over on this side. If one of them can win the header, they can. It's now picked up by Dale. Dale now sweeps out again to this right hand side. Rivers is there, but so's Wisdom. Good header from Wisdom to find Glynn. Glynn helps it on. Oh, it looked a bit like handball, but no one was appealing there on Buddle. And the ball now back with Hutchinson to Atkinson. Atkinson now, Blyth Spartans right back. Back it goes to Hutchinson to Buddle. Buddle now out towards the left hand side. Here's Liddell now. Heads it to Dale. Dale, who's deep. Back to Hutchinson. Hutchinson now. On the right hand side of the centre backs. Gets the halfway line. His left foot tries to find Rivers. Finds Rivers now. Rivers heading towards the byline on the right hand side. Crosses the ball in. Good defence again from FC United. This time from Corbett. Cuts out the cross. It was heading straight to the head of Greg Rutherford. Instead, it's a corner. 2 Blyth Spartans. 52 more, minutes gone.
More pressure. But again, we've covered, and the crosses have come in. The men have been there in the red shirts.
It's going to be an outswinger, and Well, it goes out short here to Atkinson, the right back. Atkinson crosses the ball in. Who's going to win that header? It's a green shirt to Hobson. Oh, it's charged down by Senior. Ball breaks again to Hobson, who switches out to this right-hand side of the penalty area. Here's Rivers now. Rivers goes one way, goes another, beats Irwin. Can he beat Corbett? Shot comes in the end. It's very comfortable for Lloyd Allenson, and congratulations everybody, it's a shot on target for Blyth Spartans.
It wasn't much of a shot, I'm afraid.
We all count, Paul.
It was fairly comfortable for the goalkeeper as it dribbled towards him.
Well, it's back with Lloyd Allenson now, who clears it forward over on the right hand side. Is Greaves going to get to this ball? A little push in the back there, but Linfield gets to the second ball. Linfield, he loses out there, and it's going to be a throw in to FC United. 10 yards or so inside Blyth's half, taken quickly by Senior to Kay, back to Senior. Senior infield to Irwin. Irwin could turn. Wisdom's in a bit of space there over on the left. The ball's just behind him. Wisdom now back to Irwin. First time pass over the top towards Greaves. It's cleared. Only as far as Corbett. Handball apparently. And Blyth Spartans in a bit of a hurry here. Take this important free kick. 6 or 7 yards inside their own half. Blimey, Charlie, referee. It's Reed to take it. Priorities. And ball over the top it goes towards Corbett. Does well, wins that header. Rivers was looking lively there, throwing, take it quickly, and here is Rivers now over on the right hand side of FC Knight's penalty area. Does it overrun? No, he keeps it in play. Nutmegs Corbett, cross comes in. Allenson palms it clear towards Hobson. Senior clears it. Good defending there from Scott Kay. Very important challenge, but Blyth Spartans on the attack from the left. Cross comes in. Senior's there again. He's everywhere. Ball played all the way back to Blyth Spartans centre back tree, double act. But there's Greaves. Wins the ball. Irwin brings the ball forward to the halfway line. Well recovered from Blyth Spartans, though. The game opening up somewhat here. Here's Atkinson on the right hand side. Irwin's going to win that ball. No, he doesn't. Kay does instead. Kay, comfortable pass to Corbett, to Wisdom. Wisdom has to turn and plays it back to Lloyd Allenson, who's been put under a bit of pressure here from Rutherford. Allenson plays the ball forward towards Linfield. Ball cleared on as far as Hughes. Hughes now to Senior. Senior, infield he comes towards the halfway line. Good stuff from Joel Senior again. He's tackled though. Second ball won back by Senior.
There's been a lot of Senior moments in this game.
Really has. Kay to back to Senior. Senior now from the right hand side. Oh, it's not going to get to Linfield. But this goes back, and I'll invite Steve Wood back in at this point. 10 minutes into the second half. Again, it's these balls that I think if someone, a forward with a bit of pace, could add a bit of pressure in, Woods though.
That's what Greaves was on that move right at the start there. That's exactly what we needed. Greaves didn't actually want, if you see his body, he didn't want a shot. He was looking for a cross in. Dangerous ball in.
Yeah, that's clear.
He was looking for the ball across, and there was nobody with him.
I think he wanted to get it on his right foot, really, and he couldn't.
He wanted to cut it in, but I think he was looking initially for a ball across. But nobody was up with him, nobody could get up with him. I mean, you know, the only player we've got really with a bit of pace on the pitch is probably Glynn.
I'd say the only, at the moment, actually, I think it's probably Senior.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, I wouldn't have expected Senior to have been in that position.
Well, here's Senior with this throwing. In towards the penalty area it goes, but it's cleared. And a pass out to this right hand side for Rivers to chase. Corbett's tracking back, though. Get Woodsoe's thoughts again in a second or two. But here's Allenson back on the ball for FC United. He plays out to this left-hand side. It's beyond Wisdom, that one, and it's comfortable in the end for Blyth Spartans. Right back, David Atkinson. Atkinson plays the ball square to Mullen. Mullen now, forward it goes to Hobson. Hobson on the halfway line. Back it goes to Mullen. Mullen out towards Buddle. It's Hutchinson. I do apologise. I'm getting Buddle and Hutchinson mixed up. It's hard, dear listener, it's hard. Dale crosses it. Oh, that's a lovely ball to find Reed. Reed's one-on-one, shoots, and he nutmegs the goalkeeper. And, with 12 minutes gone in the second half, Robbie Dale has been attempting that ball for the last hour, and finally it pays off for Blyth Spartans. Reed is through, slots it in comfortably between Allenson's legs, and Blyth Spartans on 57 minutes, Paul, take the lead.
Yeah, I mean, for the first time, pretty much for the whole game, they got a player clean in with time and space, and Allenson tried to narrow the angle, but he just couldn't get there quickly enough.
I said I was going to come back to you, Woodsoe.
Yeah, thanks.
Our man in the bleachers. The new feature.
Hey.
What's the fault? One row down.
One row down in the bleachers, in the cheap seats. Yeah, I mean, you're right, though. I mean, that ball has been... They've been trying that diagonal ball pretty much all the way through the game. I mean, aside from the goal, I mean, Rivers is getting more... more fun, shall we say, on this right hand side with his little tricky runs. I think he's beaten Corbett a couple of times on the touchline and been unlucky. But I'm not going to say that goal was coming, but the pattern of play that they've been trying for since the start of the game, really, that was probably the way they were going to score. And Reed's, it was a foul, Irwin. And Reed's done well to finish, really. You know, he obviously had a bad miss right from the kickoff with a header that he should have scored, and he's kept his head well there. And it's an uphill battle now, I think.
Well, thank you, Woodso. We'll come back to you when it's FC United have got that inevitable equaliser, and here is Lidl now on the ball, and it's out of play. It's going to be a throw-in to Blythe Spartans just on the halfway line on the left-hand side. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army, and. 1-2 there between Dale and Mullen, and the ball is now back with Buddle, who plays a long ball over the top. Two players offside there for Blythe Spartans, and it's going to be a free kick to FC United for that offside. And it'd be interesting to know what Jack and Tom are going to do on the FC United bench, because there are some inevitable decisions that need to be made, I think, if FC are going to get anything out of this game now.
Are we going to be a bit more positive?
But unfortunately, as we've seen there, by being slightly more, withdrawn and trying to handle Blythe Spartans, there was still a gap in the back. Goal, free kick taken, gets to Corbett, to Linfield. Oh, he's charged down. Another an opportunity there from FC out of nothing.
Another great chance for Linfield.
Here is Hughes now on the ball. Hughes checks inside, plays it along the halfway line to Fagbola now out to his left hand side to Wisdom. What can Wisdom do? Plays a ball down the line there, a clever ball, puts a bit of pressure on David Atkinson. The clearance is charged down by Corbett, and it's going to be a throw in to Blythe Spartans on this right hand side. Taken Rivers to Atkinson clears it down the right. Fagbola heads it, oh, it gets straight to Hobson, but there's Kay tracking back. Kay does well. Kay passes the ball back to Lloyd Anderson, just on the edge of his own area. Plays a nice pass forward to Kieran Glynn. He controls. Nice turn there from Glynn. Releases Irwin. Irwin turns, checks, comes back, and he's been hassled there by Joan Rivers and by Mullen. Corbett does well and helps out Irwin there. Irwin's looking for a free kick. There wasn't too much wrong with those challenges, to be fair. But Irwin's talked himself into a yellow card here. He has been a bit frustrated in the last couple of minutes or so.
It's not the first time he's spoken to the referee, I think. The referee's had enough.
Well, it's going to be a throw-in when this booking
when we're finished
eventually happens. Referee wants to continue to have a conversation with Irwin. He must be a bit lonely. And, it's a yellow card and sarcastic cheers from the Blythe main stand here, like they didn't see that booking coming. Bit weird. But it's going to be a throw-in to Blythe Spartans. Thrown back by Atkinson to Jameson in the Blythe Spartans goal, who clears it out towards the left-hand side. Controlled by Dale. Dale in a bit of space here, and that's not what FC United need. Forward it goes to Rivers. Rivers can't control it. Cleared by Hughes. Glynn gets the ball back, tries to find Wisdom, but the pass was short. And here is Rutherford now for Blythe Spartans on the right-hand side, heading towards the byline. Checks, tries to find a pass into the penalty area. Gets the ball back. Cross comes in towards the back post. Who's there? It's Hughes, who clears it. Only as far as Dale on the corner of FC United's penalty area. Charges towards the byline. Good defending from Senior, but Dale gets it back. Cross along the six-yard box. Beats everybody. And here's Kieran Glynn on the ball. Deep inside his own half. Over the top. And it grieves. Can he win that ball back? No, he can't. Cleared. Glynn wins the header. Out of play. Goes for a throw-in. And...
I think this would be a good time for a change.
We need something to stick up front at the moment.
Looks like there's activity on the live bench more than ours at the moment.
Well, the ball is now back with David Atkinson, who plays it to Buddle. To Hutchinson. Hutchinson now out to the left-hand side to Liddell. Liddell now over the halfway line he goes. still with the ball and plays a cultured pass there to Hobson, who plays out to his right hand side to Rivers. Rivers now, he's with the ball, a couple of step overs, tying Wisdom in knots, heading to the byline, crosses that ball in, but there's Corbett, good defending from Corbett. Kay passes the ball out, it's a poor pass from Kay though, only as far as Mullen, shot comes in, and well, it's harmlessly wide in the end, stays 1-0 to Blyth Spartans. 63 minutes gone here, and a substitution, and well, just when you thought, well, maybe we've got the hang of Blyth Spartans, 1-0 down, here comes Dan Maguire, everybody. Stand by your beds.
Yeah, the leading scorer is coming in now, just to add to our woes.
And it's Rutherford coming off, which is good for me. I'm going to say his name properly. Rutherford. Here comes Dan Maguire.
What do you reckon
for the substitution now, Woodsell, for FC? There has to be one soon, doesn't there?
There's one on its way. Palmer's got getting stripped.
Thank you for that update.
Well, it was a minute ago anyway. So I think that's going to be the change. I guess for Linfield, in my guess. But having said that, I think we could bring Irwin off today and not probably miss him. He's not one of his betters today.
Well, here's Hughes, plays the ball forward to Cave. Thank you, Woodsell, there from the cheap seats. And here's Senior, plays the ball forward. Ball breaks to Kay. Kay on the halfway line plays the ball back to Corbett. Corbett now to Wisdom. Oh, it's a poor pass that from Corbett. Pickpocketed there by Rivers. Rivers forward to Maguire. Maguire back to Rivers on the edge of the box. It beats everybody though. And well, this game's starting to stretch out a bit. And FC United, if they can find the right pass, they might be able to cause a bit of trouble here for Blyth Spartans. Here's Kieran Glynn. He's going one way, going another. He's got four green shirts around him and he wins a free kick. Good stuff there from Kieran Glynn. And here is Kay to take this free kick quickly. Out to the right-hand side to Linfield. Back it goes to Senior. Senior, infield he comes. Oh, he overruns that. And Reid clears it. Hits the back of Dale. Senior had a number opportunity there. Reid, though, a lovely ball to release Maguire. Maguire on the right-hand side now. It's got Corbett for company. Here's Maguire. Couple of Phil Nevilles. Comes inside. Plays it to Atkinson. Atkinson crosses it to the back post. It's a poor cross in the end. Beats everyone. And, well, it's an enthralling game, this one. End to end.
Could have been worse than 1-0 if that had gone to plan. But still looking at the FC bench here for activity.
And
it's going to be imminent.
Yes.
.985, did he say? Attendance, I think.
I can't confirm that. I'll try and confirm that at the end. I missed the attendance there. Oh, Stephen Wood confirms from the cheap seats. Thank you, Stephen. No wonder he's up and down. He must be in awkward pain sitting on those wooden benches. Nice nice leather seats here in the press section. Here is Corbett now. Corbett on the ball. Tries to find Greaves. Greaves does well. Holds that ball up. Plays it to Irwin. Irwin. Ball forward to Linfield. Is there an opportunity? He tries a clever back heel to Greaves. It was well defended there from Ryan Hutchinson. It's a throw-in instead to FC United.
And here is the board.
Well, his play continues for the moment. Irwin tries a back heel to find Linfield. It didn't come off. And now a long ball over the top for Maguire to chase. In fact, Bowler has to be on this. Oh, he back pass to Allinson. And Allinson keeps it in play keeps it from going out for a corner. Instead, it's a throw-in.
I'm trying to get the referee's attention here.
And it's going to be Palmer to come on, Terrell Palmer. But play continues. Here's Hobson now. Hobson on this right-hand side. Two balls on the pitch. Here's Atkinson, though. And it's to Rivers. Rivers now. Referee should be stopping this, but he carries play on. Here's Hobson now. Hobson. Oh, good turn there from Maguire. Maguire out to Rivers on this right-hand side. Rivers now crosses this ball in. Headed clear by Hughes, only as far as Dale. Charged down there by Senior. Good stuff from Senior. Where can this ball go now? It goes to Linfield, back to Senior. There's no options for FC United forward at the moment. Instead, it has to go back to Matty Hughes. Hughes now. And all the way back to Lloyd Arnton. And that is the dilemma FC United face in this closing 25 minutes or so of this game's 1-0 down. But do you stick or do you twist at the moment and leave yourself open to the likes of Dan Maguire? Here's Corbett. Corbett out to this right-hand side to Wisdom. Wisdom, back it goes to Corbett now. Corbett got a bit of time to play a sweeping pass towards Greaves. What can Greaves do? He brings that down well. Greaves down. Oh, he went for the nutmeg. But good defending there from Blyth Spartans. Here's Hobson now on the ball, midway into his own half. Out to this right-hand side it goes to Atkinson. Atkinson now. Oh, that's a good ball to find Maguire. Oh, but good defending from Corbett. Good stuff there. Oh, brilliant stuff from Corbett. And Corbett plays a pass to Glynn. Good turn from Glynn there. Leaves two green shirts in his wake over the halfway line. Infield to Irwin. Irwin now. Come on, find a pass. Out to the right-hand side it goes to Senior. Senior now on the right-hand touchline. Can he cross this ball in? He has to come back in field with it. Plays it back to Irwin. He does pick a pass into the box to Corbett. Ball cleared only as far as Glynn on the edge of the box. Glynn facing the wrong way though. Now he's facing the right way. Plays the ball over the top towards Irwin. Ball breaks back to Glynn. Glynn's shot is deflected towards Greaves, but it's defended. And well, here is Mullen now for Blyth Spartans. But good defending from Scotty Kay and Glynn. Glynn winning the ball back. Glynn plays a through ball to Greaves. Greaves shoots, charged down on his first length field. Oh, on the side of the bar. And there's Greaves. And that is SC United's equaliser on 69 minutes. Just like that, SC United back into the game. Paul.
Well, what a remarkable sequence of events there. I thought at first the shot that came off the crossbar was gonna give them a reprieve, but Greaves got the follow up.
And at this point, we hand over to our touchline reporter Woodso, just 10 seats up from the touchline. Thoughts on that one?
I'm a row in front of you, man. I'm just writing it up. Hang on a second. It was good move. I just thought we'd lost a bit of impetus there, and then next thing, the ball drops to Linfield. He crashes that shot against the bar and the post and bounced down on the line, and then you think it's gone, then Tommy's there and taps in. I'm surprised at the change,
yes,
by the way.
Let's comment on the substitution. Dear listener, it's Kieran Glynn gone off for Tyrrell Palmer, and that's an interesting one there. I've just turned you down. You're on in and out tonight. In and out. Okay, sorry. We'll come back to you in a second, Woods. So here's Dale now over on the left-hand side. 1-1, 20 minutes to go here at Croft Park. Oh, and well, by Spartans straight back on the attack there, and a wild shot from Hobson goes wayward, and it stays 1-1. It's going to be a goal kick. What are you thinking with that substitution, Paul?
I think he'd already decided a few minutes before that. Somebody decided a few minutes before that incident that Glenn was coming off, because I saw the board. I think it was. We've said all the way along in this game that we thought Blyth were a bit vulnerable in terms of defending, and we caught them out there.
And it was partly Glynn who made that goal with some of these tenacity, I think is what Swampy would say. But he's the one gone off. Palmer on, and here is Irwin. Irwin, he was trying a shot from distance. He does. That shot from distance, and well, he shouldn't have bothered. Anyway, it's a goal kick to Blyth Spartans. 25 minutes gone in this second half. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. Hope you're having a lovely Saturday afternoon in the warmth of your living rooms. Lucky. Anyway, Corbett, forward it goes, cleared. And Rivers turns, Kay fouls there, and don't get a bucket, Kay, you're having a good game here. And, well, he's a bit of a... Kay making his presence known to his midfield counterpart, Sean Reid, there. Free kick, though, to Blyth Spartans, just on the edge of the centre circle. It's going to be Dale Hobson to take this. It's taken quickly, and Hobson... Curious little free kick move there between Mullen and Hobson, and the ball... is now with Hutchinson. Hutchinson tries to switch play out to that left-hand side, and it's just beyond Michael Liddell. It's going to be a throw-in 18 yards or so from FC United's corner flag.
I think FC listeners have become accustomed to us equalising these days rather than just lying down and dying.
what vivid imagery. Throw-in taken by Senior, flicked on by Linfield to Greaves. Greaves tries to find Palmer instead. The ball is with Hutchinson, who plays out to the left-hand side towards Dale. Senior can't control it. Dale picks it up, though, by FC United's corner flag. It rolls out of play for a throw-in taken quickly by Blyth to Reid.
Offside.
And, well, there you go, Dale. Coming back from an offside position there from that quickly taken throw-in.
This is a massive deflating moment for Blyth. Having dominated the game for long periods, got, having battled so hard to get an advantage, and it's been wiped away again, just as we did at Spennymoor and just as we did at Salford.
Salford? Where's that, mate?
It's not far from here. We're all in the northeast.
Free kick taken by Allinson towards Greaves. It's cleared on as far as Kay chests it to Linfield, to Palmer. Palmer gives the ball away though, and here is Hobson. Oh, good skill there from Hobson. Beats Hughes.
Hobson.
Ball forward to Maguire. Maguire a bit too keen there to come forward, and well,
the locals don't like these offsides, but
he was though, wasn't he?
They're there to be given.
Don't forget, we are on for the next hour or so. We want a cup of coffee from 5 o'clock as well on Facebook. We're going to try and give that a go without Swamper. The thing is about Swampy is you just give him a question, he can talk for half an hour. That's the beauty of Swampy, and it's going to be a real challenge for me and you to fill half an hour, Paul.
Can he not fill in from his deathbed?
Let's ring him. You're right. We could do that. Anyway, it's going to be a free kick. I'm not joking. To Lloyd Allinson. Lloyd Allinson take this midway into FC United's half. Down the right-hand side it goes towards Linfield. Over the head of Linfield, out of play goes for a throw-in to Blythe. You can get in touch with us at SCUM Radio. Text us 0161850 1878 or the old Soldies 1 forum. And, well, Blythe Spartans passing themselves into a bit of trouble here. That's a heavy back pass towards Jamieson. It just bobbled over his foot. And he just
times.
Got enough on it to send the ball wide of his goal. But here is Atkinson now. From defence to attack, but there's Corbett cutting that pass out. And can FC United break here with Irwin? Irwin to Linfield. His runners on this left-hand side. Gives the ball away, though. And, appeals for a free kick there on Reid. But nothing given. Corbett with the ball. Pass is deflected out towards Senior on the right. Good skill from Senior. Senior now on the right-hand side. Crosses that ball in towards Corbett, who's advanced forward into Blythe's penalty area. And eventually it's cleared by the Spartans, and Hughes comfortably heads that to Kay. Kay back to Hughes. Hughes on the right hand side of the centre back trio this afternoon for FC United. Kay back to Hughes. Hughes back to Lloyd Allinson. Allinson now takes a touch. Forward it goes, and well, it's read there by Liddell, but there's Senior and there's Kay. Kay gets the ball back to Hughes. The ball to Irwin is the one. Hughes instead opts to play the ball down the line, and Linfield's not going to get to that. And Irwin, he's having a chat there with his number five.
15 minutes left of this fascinating game.
It's fascinating. It's been a great game, this, to commentate on.
The well-off predicted draw is still on.
Here's Mullen. Mullen switches play out to this right-hand side to Atkinson. Atkinson heads it forward. It's between Wisdom and Corbett. Corbett wins it, though. Nice header there by Irwin to find Kay. Kay tries to find the ball back to Irwin. It's out of play. The passing isn't sticking for either side at the moment in this last couple of minutes or so. Just to say, with all due respect, Chomsky, but screw you. Yes, I know you just put another log on your fire. Aren't you lucky?
It might have been a metaphorical one.
That's true, yes, yes. What's metaphorical for a log on the fire? Oh, don't answer that. Here is Palmer now. Palmer's been a bit quiet since he came on, but that's a good turn from Palmer. He's facing rightwards, plays the ball to Senior. Senior now comes in field. He's central, plays the ball to Linfield, carries his run going. Ball breaks to Palmer, heads it forward. Senior to Linfield, Linfield to Palmer. Palmer now back to Kay. Kay to Corbett. Corbett forward it goes to Palmer. That's a good bit of strength there from Palmer. Plays out to the left hand side. Irwin offside. I'm not too sure about that. It did look like he was behind the defender, but offside given. Rivers to Hobson. Hobson now over on this right hand side. Plays a ball down the line there for Maguire to chase. Maguire is onside. Fagbola scampering over to give him a bit of a challenge. Here's Maguire now on the right-hand side of FC United's penalty box on his left foot. Switches it to Reid. Reid controls it, brings it down, tries to find Maguire again. Maguire now on the right-hand side of the penalty area, crosses this ball in to the back post. It beats everyone, though. Out of play it goes.
That's the kind of cross we like.
Yes.
Too strong. I think the Blythe players must be so frustrated.
Paul, it's only 1-1.
But for the game they've played, yes, for the advantages that they had, you know, possession, creation, They're not winning.
And Kerching news, Southport 3-1 up against Stockport, and Gilchrist has just scored.
That seems to be a continuous pattern that Gilchrist scores and they don't win.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Fairbury got a goal. It's 4-1 now against Boston. Here's Maguire on the ball. Maguire, that's a good challenge there from Matthew Hughes, but the ball is back with Blyth Spartans. Out towards the left-hand side to Dale. There's Senior again. Senior, we've got to give him man of the match, haven't we?
I don't think it's difficult to consider, really, is it?
It's a throw-in anyway at the moment to Blyth Spartans. Looked like a foul throw to me there, but it is Maguire on the left-hand side of the penalty area. It goes to Mullen. Mullen's being hassled there by Scotty Kay. Kay taking no prisoners whatsoever, but the ball is with Irwin now. Irwin, deep inside his own half, has to play the ball straight down the right-hand side for Greaves to chase. Greaves is trotting forward. Obviously, there's a bit of a lost cause, that one. And ball is now back with Jameson in the Blyth goal. Out to this right-hand side to Atkinson. Atkinson crosses the halfway line now from right-back for Blyth Spartans. Atkinson plays the ball to Rivers. Rivers now on the right-hand side, heading towards the penalty area. Rivers still on his left foot, in towards the penalty spot it goes. It beats everyone though, the return pass. But here is Atkinson with the cross, comes in. Charged down there by Wisdom. Is the ball going to go out for a corner? It does. It's a corner to Blyth Spartans. 11 minutes to go here at Croft Park of normal time. It's 1-1.
And looks like Crawford's coming on.
Thank you, touchline reporter Woodzo. Like. And there is going to be another substitution for FC shortly. But 11 minutes to go here. Cross comes in for Blyth from this corner. It's headed straight at Allinson, who palms it. It's not cleared yet. And eventually it is. And it's going to be another corner. Nervous times there in FC United's 6-yard box. And it's a corner again to Blyth Spartans. Didn't really deal with that, did we, Paul?
I think it was Dale that got the header in. And Allinson dealt with it.
Well, here comes this corner. It's another outswinger. This time towards the back post it goes. Fagbowl is there. Kay clears it. Foul given to FC United. Fagbowl impeded there. Just to give you some other scores while we're waiting for this substitution. York 2, Spennymoor 2. Tamworth 1-0 up against Brackley. Southport 3-1 up against Stockport. Salford now 2-1 against Harrogate. Darlington 2, Charlie 2. And it's 4-0 to Alfreton against Leamington. And we're waiting for Crawford to come on. I'm going to suspect that this is going to be for Linfield or for Greaves, one of the two.
We can't see the board at the moment on the right side. Here it comes. Senior.
No, Wisdom.
Sorry, yeah. I got mixed up there.
So welcome to Jamal Crawford's... I'm assuming he went up front against Southport when he came on. I'm assuming he's going left wing back in this closing 10 minutes of this game. In fact, no.
He's
having a chat.
Discussion here.
Stuff. There's a five-way conversation going on.
He's moving, shuttling across.
Crawford's going to the right. Linfield's going to the left. Not quite worked this out yet.
So he's going on the right side.
I tell a lie. No, still haven't worked out. Anyway, free kick taken. And well, goal kick rather, and the ball, and it's now with Kay. Nice pass to Irwin to Linfield out on this left hand side. All of a sudden, oh, poor first touch from Linfield. He takes it out wide, but over on this left hand side, here is Linfield now on his right foot, plays the ball back to Corbett now marauding down the left hand side. It's that's a good tackle there from Rivers. Corbett, I think he's going to try and win that ball back, and does. And just to confirm, I think we're going 4-4-2. And all of a sudden, our confident pitch side reporter is now wavering and going, I'm not too sure now. 4-4-2 with Corbett going left back, Senior going right back. Hughes and Fagbowl are centre back partners this afternoon now in this last 10 minutes. Headed on there for Maguire to chase. Fagbowl is challenging. Senior comes across to cover. Cleared. Only as far as Rivers. Corbett wins the header, but here's Hobson, gets to the second ball. Hits the back of Rivers. It's going to be a throw in to FC United at this point. Do we...
8 minutes to go.
What do we, what, it's a difficult one, isn't it?
I think we've gone positive here.
I've got Louis van Gaal in front of me, who keeps writing down tactics on his notepad and showing me.
You
need some kind of binder for them.
Are you buying into his project here, his philosophy?
Ball breaks and Lawrence Allinson has to scamper out there, and he clears it in epic fashion.
Goalie to goalie.
Towards Greaves. And, well, Blythe Spartans back on the ball. Needs to calm down a bit this game now. It's getting a bit messy to commentate on. And, well, there's an interesting lunge there from Palmer. And referee's not interested. But Hobson is offside. Well,
double agony now. They wanted a free kick they didn't get. And as soon as the ball was played forward, it was offside.
And FC United in no hurry to take this. I mean,
yes, we've travelled a long way for a 1-1 draw.
Well, to be fair, it's not the worst result, is it? Here's Lloyd Allenson to take this free kick midway into FC United's half. And it's Lloyd Allenson to take this. Forward it goes, down the left-hand side. It's going to beat everyone, that one. It's a bit too much weight on that one. It's going to go straight out for a goal kick. So, as Swampy isn't on one more cup of coffee, why not tell us a bit about what you're going to do when he goes to Brussels? Well,
what we're going to do?
He's going to stay, Elsud. He's not. He's coming.
He's jetting in.
He's jetting in for every game. I kid you not, my friend. Down the right-hand side it goes, and it beats everybody. It's out of play for a goal kick. He suggests the return of Keg, maybe even Baglader.
Well, Jarrett Rivers has been made man of the match by the locals, which is not a surprise, I suppose.
No. I don't think he's been their best player. And it's Hobson now. Hobson. One, a little give and go there with Reed. It's back with Hobson. Hobson now. He's looking out to the left-hand side. It's with Robbie Dale. Robbie Dale's got the overlap there if he wants it. He opts for the cross towards the back post. Beats everyone. Out of play for a goal kick. And we're coming up to 6 minutes left to play here. And it's 1-1 if you're just joining us from the Trafford branch. And
it was 0-0 at one point.
Yeah, just a, you're right, Paul. It was 0-0 indeed at one point. And the crowd having a projective word with the referee to say, can you have a little chat with Lloyd Allenson and let him know that he should be taking these goal kicks a bit quicker.
You see, I think Kay should be running at the referee now and saying, referee, you're wasting time here by talking to our goalkeeper.
Yeah, we won't win this. Really mess with his mind.
Excuse me.
Lloyd Allenson to take this goal kick eventually. Down the right hand side it goes. Beats everyone, beats Crawford, beats Greaves. It's now with Hutchinson. Buddle back to Hutchinson it goes. Hutchinson now over on the left hand side of the centre back, double act. Back it goes to Buddle. To Atkinson now. Back it goes. To Buddle. Forward to Mullen. Mullen has to play it to Hutchinson. Hutchinson now over on the left hand side. Plays it forward. Cut out by Crawford. Here's Crawford now. Crossing the halfway line on the right hand side. Crawford decides to go for it. Oh, that's exuberance for you. And he's still with the ball. Crosses that ball in towards the near post. And Greaves is giving offside.
He's going to let play go on.
Good pace there for Crawford. Blimey, Charlie. There's Reed being hassled by Kay. Dale with the ball. Plays it out to this right-hand side to Atkinson. Atkinson now for Blythe Spartans. Entering the last 4 minutes of normal time here. To Rivers on this near touchline. Rivers comes in field with it. Irwin's there. Blocks that path for Rivers. Here's Irwin. To Linfield. Linfield's going to try and draw a free kick here, I think. And, he does neither. And the ball is now back with Blythe Spartans with Hobson. Hobson plays out to the left-hand side for Liddell. It's a good ball that finds Liddell. Liddell, back it goes to Dale. Dale now. Got Senior for company. Plays a ball there to Liddell. Liddell plays it square to Rivers. Chance, shoot goes one way, goes another. Shot comes in over the bar. Should have really buried that then, Rivers.
Well, he jinked and worked himself a better position, but didn't hit the target. Deep inside the box.
And it's a goal kick, and obviously the spotlight is on Lloyd Allenson and how long he's taking four goal kicks.
I think the signal there may have been 3 minutes from the referee.
And we've got 3 minutes left to play as well of normal time, and Lloyd Allenson takes this goal kick out towards his left hand side. It goes. Linfield tries to win that header. Instead, it's won by Atkinson, and out of play it goes for a throw in. Corbett in no hurry. But we do have a bit of pace in FC United's midfield all of a sudden. And throw in taken. Corbett flicks it on from Linfield. Cleared. high in the air. Maguire's under it, but so is Fagbola. Throwing to Blythe Spartans just inside FC United's half on this right hand side, and Atkinson there stealing plenty of yards, but headed clear by Fagbola. Another throw in this time a lot further down the pitch for Blythe Spartans. Atkinson takes it, well read by Kay. Kay clears it out of play, it goes for a throw in.
No nonsense time now, 88 minutes
and the rest. Well, fine, it's by FC United's corner flag by the time this is taken, and well, a foul given there for Blythe Spartans. Corbett apparently, it looked like not much to be fair, but
it's kicked off in the penalty area.
Yes, Reed there on Fagbola, and well, it's getting awfully heated. Maguire's receiving several pushes there, and well, it's all happening, and at this point we go to our touchline reporter, who's right in the middle of this brawl
ringside.
I think Mr. Fagbola is going to get a red card. He swung a punch at one of them off the ball. The referee
pushed him. It was Maguire.
There was a swing, so let's it wouldn't surprise me.
Let's hope the whole picture was seen and not
wouldn't
just
surprise
one.
Me. I mean, Fagbola's got hold of the ball, but the referees. I don't know what the problem is, because the referee is having a word with Linfield over his protesting to linesman, so he's not exactly holding. He's not exactly stopping the free kick from being taken. So I don't know what their problem is.
Well, it's a chat at the moment between Reed and Fagbola and the referee, and Hughes is there as well, and I think it's going to be a yellow card for the
couple of yellows, and let's get on with the game, I think.
When this game is about to get back underway, it's going to be a free kick to Blythe Spartans in a very, very difficult situation for FC United to defend. It's Dale Hobson over on the right-hand touchline, 18 yards or so from the...
A yellow apiece. So that's Reid and Fagbola, I think. Yeah.
And, well, it's going to be a free kick to Dale Hobson. It's about 6 or 7 yards in from the touchline. Irwin wants it taken all the way back, and the referee agrees with Irwin's synopsis. But, well, then...
Well spotted, young man.
Hobson puts it pretty much back where it was, so that was a waste of time. I've got you still on air, by the way, Woodso, so
oh,
don't
right.
swear.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point, Matt.
Thank you. Hobson's going to take this. This is a very dangerous situation for FC United here in the closing stage of this game. We are about to hit 90 minutes. Hobson crosses this ball in towards the back post. Who's under it? It's headed towards all! And it was headed towards Reed on the other side of the FC United goal. And out of play it goes. 3 minutes of added time here.
It's a powerful header, but it was wide.
Maguire is frantically getting that ball back to Lloyd Allenson. And Lloyd Allenson goes, oh, look, a ball.
What should I do with this?
It's all right, I've already got one.
It's going to be a goal kick, and we are into those three added minutes now. It's all happening here at Croft Park. It's been a great game of football, this. Lloyd Allenson takes it, cleared by Blythe over the halfway line. Three loads of time there for Maguire to bring that ball down. Corbett helps it on there towards Palmer. Corbett gets that ball back, does well. Corbett, oh, and now he gives the ball away, and here's Rivers now. Rivers on the attack down the right hand side, gets the ball to Maguire crosses this ball in. Oh, it's just over the head there of Hobson, and the ball is now with Dale on the other side of the penalty area. Dale on his right foot, shot comfortable for Allenson. Dangerous times there, eh?
Well, the ball flashed across the box and Dale brought it back in, but he just couldn't get the power behind the shot. So,
well, I hope you're all having a lovely afternoon listening to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. 1-1, 2 minutes of added time already played of the three, cleared by Allenson towards Greaves, and it's headed on there, and it's comfortable for Jameson, and now the ball rolled out for Atkinson. Atkinson got a bit of room in front of him to get the ball towards the halfway line. Here is Atkinson. Oh, it's a loose pass there, well read by Irwin. Second ball picked up by Mullen though, to Rivers, out to this right hand side. Rivers, there's Linfield, good defending from Linfield. Ball though, he's played forward. Fagbola clears it. Who's getting to that ball? It's Palmer. He needs to be stronger though. Here's Greaves, he needs to be stronger. It's now back with Hutchinson for Blythe Spartans. He's heading out to the left hand side. Here's Dale, back it goes to Liddle. Liddle forward to Maguire, well read by Kay. Kay with the ball for FC United. It's cleared and it stays in play. And now here is Blythe, cleared once again by Hughes. A long speculative pass out to this right hand side, cleared by Linfield. And the game is it's now with Blythe Spartans out to his left hand side. with Robbie Dale on the ball. Dale on his right foot, comfortable for Fagbolu, who clears it. But I'd like to see the clearances go to a red shirt if we can. Here is Dale. Fagbola clears it
again.
It's just over the head of Greaves. Can Greaves get to the second ball? No, he can't. But here's Palmer chasing over. But Bly keep possession. Atkinson. Oh, again, that's a loose pass picked up by Irwin. But the ball is just about sticking for Blyth. Out to the left hand side it goes to Liddle. Liddle to Dale. Dale on the left hand touchline now for Blyth Spartans. Back to the left back Liddle. We are coming up to 3 minutes played of added time. Down the line it goes. Hughes is urging Lloyd Allenson to get this ball.
Sam
Ashton is back from Ramsbottom United. Welcome back.
In his purple garb.
Oh, well, it's going to be... I think that's probably it.
He'll add a bit on for the fracas.
Oh, you're right. You are right, as always.
Not always.
But yeah, you're doing well. You're doing all right.
Thank you.
And here is Irwin.
Good ball by the referee there. Yeah, Irwin. Well done. Oh, cheers for that.
Well, he gets in the way a bit too much there. And, well, here is Blyth Spartans now with Atkinson. Atkinson to Buddle. Buddle now on his right foot. Plays a long ball forward. Is Hughes going to get to that ball? No, it's to Dale. To Reed. Reed there. There's Greaves tracking back. Irwin now. Irwin to Kay. There's a long ball for Palmer to chase.
Goalkeeper's coming out.
And why is
the big goalie's up.
It's going out of play.
That'll do.
Well, that's... I'm going to wait for one more cup of coffee to come on. And here it is. That, dear listener, is full time here at Croft Park and an enthralling game of football. It's finished. You're on. Oh, you can stay for a bit longer, can't you? Thanks, Woodzone. That's ruined the show already. I'm only 2 seconds in. Welcome, everyone, to one more cup of coffee as well. But it has finished here, 1-1, an enthralling game of football. And, well, I think at the start of the day, we'd take that point, wouldn't we, lads?
Yep. Definitely.
It
was forecast.
Do you want a sandwich? Now? In that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.